Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to see some bro stock racing? Oh, come on, you got to be louder than that. Are you ready to see some bro stock racing? We have Gary and Alan from Dartmouth Dodge and Darren and Dave from Parts for Trucks getting ready to greet our 20-car starting field for this Dartmouth Dodge 200. Not with us on the front straightaway has a cracked pan on the car. Car number 14 from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Terry Dugay. Car number 24, Alton Gas and Speedy Auto Center, Tacoma Drive. Number 24, from Waverly, Steve Ross. H&P Glover, Bobbleheads, Canada, and it's a home race for RDMD Refrigeration. Car number 8 from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island, Kent Vincent. Welcome back to the tour. Car number 32, the A.E. McKay Builders Pubs Drive-Thru Bottle Exchange Chevrolet. First start since the IWK 250 from Quispam Sis, New Brunswick, Rainbow Fish, Sarah McKay. As he starts this evening's Dartmouth Dodge 200, he will wrap up the 2016 Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship for Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, and Fred M. Dunphy Excavating. Car number 53 from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for Cole Butcher. South Shore Speed and Sound, Collins Water Treatment, and Steve Doyle Construction. Car number 21 from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sean Pierce. Shaw's Towing, McKinnon Brothers Service Center, and True North Automotive. Car number 18 will start position number 14 from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Darren McKinnon. Fastest car in the final practice this afternoon for BTP Construction Mega Enterprises. Car number 11 from Fall River, Nova Scotia, Marty Parivo. He drives for Islander RV and Eastbound International Speedway. The driver hails from St. John's, Newfoundland. Car number 51, Shannon Squires. Good luck, Marty. Car number 49, looking to wrap up the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year award from Knoll Road for Archibald Drilling and Blasting and Harvey Racing. Give it up for Harry Ross White. Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Halifax Glass and Mirror. Car number 99, Howard Little Excavating, also on the Ford Fusion from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Slotwhite. It's the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge. Car number 29 next up from Springvale, Prince Edward Island. Give it up for Greg Proud. Greenfield Enterprise, Wendell Taylor's Garage and Heinz Racing Ford. Car number 91 from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, Dylan Gosby. Castle Building Centers, Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, number 5, starts in position number 7 from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island, Jonathan Hicken. He is your reigning Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour champion and your reigning IWK 250 champion. From Antigonish, Nova Scotia, the Nova Construction, Pioneer Coal, Celtic, Ford Fusion, car number 89, Donald Chisholm. And now your top 5 for K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting and English Jewelers, car number 66. Driving for DM Motorsports from Lakeside, Nova Scotia, the Bounty Hunter, Russell Smith Jr. Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, Fred M. Dunphy, number 54, next up on the grid. He starts position number 4 from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Jared Butcher. Your 2016 Strictly Hydraulics Legend Car Champion at Scotia Speed World. Two-time tour champion drives the Dexter Construction Municipal Group, Ledwidge Lumber and R&D Performance Chevrolet. From Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turpal. the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Ford car number 97. He's missed the last two races on the series. Great to have him back from Prospect Road, DJ Casey. And what a run in the heat race to take the pole position for this Dartmouth Dodge 200. One of the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders from Marshfield, Prince Edward Island for Arcadia Construction Solutions. Give him a warm welcome to Scotia Speed World, Nevin Scott. And as Nevin comes down here, I'm going to grab a couple of words with our pole sitter. Any nerves tonight?
Oh, there's lots going on.
Talk about that heat race. That was pretty exciting.
That was more than exciting there. I've been taking it easy all year, and I said I was coming over here to go for broke, and she worked out, so we'll see how the race goes.
So far, so good. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Nevin Scott, driver of the number 81. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get underway here this afternoon, we need to get one important piece of business out of the way. We'd ask everybody to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps. Stacy Lynn is going to sing us through our national anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all our sons commend. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north, strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Thank
you, Stacy Lynn. And for the final time this season, drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
You've been abusing the ring from lap one, so...
All right, man, you're ready to go. Pressure behind, but no pressure at all.
Whatever, we got the winner to fix it. Whatever's wrong with it, we'll take it from there.
You know you gotta do.
Put your tap shoes on, it's time to dance.
Tighten them up, because this is gonna get wild.
We talked before the race that this was probably gonna be the best race of the season.
There's no saving anything anymore.
Here we go! Where's the bell? You got a bell on that thing, Joe? Because we're about to have another battle.
I think this water said, show me what you got, and we're seeing it now.
Nice and easy, nice and easy here. Your brake blowers never on for you, bud. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour Series Championship will be decided tonight. After 11 races, teams have chased their way across the Maritimes with stops at famed racetracks like Petty International Raceway, Riverside International Speedway, Speedway 660, Oysterbed Speedway in PEI, and right here at Scotia Speed World. Tonight, it's the Dartmouth Dodge 200 to settle the season. It'll be 200 green flag laps that make up the Dartmouth Dodge 200, and one team standing at the end with the championship. In racing, we talk statistics and aerodynamics to try and hone in on the driver to watch. But when you do the math on tonight's event, the only sure outcome is everyone, everywhere, is in for a dynamite championship in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. So let's take you now to Scotia Speed World for tonight's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. grab something cold to drink, Canada. It's time to crown a champion in the Maritimes.
It's going to be real interesting.
You know what you got to do. Am I allowed to burn her down?
And welcome everyone to Race Time Radio for live coverage of that Dermontage 200. Got to introduce you to the broadcast crew down overlooking turns 1 and 2 from Paris, Ontario. We got a crafty veteran down there. That would be Jerry Paxton. Jerry, you all set?
This is going to be a great night. Get ready. It still feels like May to me, and I can't believe it's actually September. We're about to wrap up the season. We've seen it happen all season long with qualifying. That draw for position mixes up the field, and boy, did we see it get mixed up tonight. We also saw some heat races that showed us the talent and the equipment that's here to decide the championship. Buckle it up. Tighten them up. This is going to be crazy.
And down overlooking turns 3 and 4, another crafty veteran. This time, from not too far away from Paris, Ontario, we have Josh Paxton. Josh, what do you think, buddy? Here we go.
It's a bittersweet night, Joe, as we are all excited for the Dartmouth Dodge 200. One more time to pull those belts tight, get that helmet on straight, and go racing with the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. But it's the last night for 2016, and you can feel it here on pit road. Everybody came out, they were high-fiving, they were a little bit slow coming out, enjoying that moment because they know it's going to be a long, cold winter. We're going to heat it up now with 200 laps. I don't know who's going to go to the front at the end of this one. Anything could happen.
If you listen to the pre-race, you'll know that we have Brad Mann, a guy that used to fly around this racetrack in the Parts for Trucks Tour. He's going to be located in the center of pit road, and if anything happens, Brad Mann will be the man to bring us the information we're going to need to know. Brad, what do you think? You all set? Looks like your war wagons are all set.
I got war wagons on every side of me. I got race cars in front of me. I got a great bunch of race fans in the stands, Joe. You text me, one more sleep, it's over, it's here. We're going to crown a champion tonight. We're also going to crown a winner of a race that's going to have the bragging rights for the whole winter. Let's get her done, guys.
Absolutely. And down on the start-finish line, the voice of the Parts for Trucks Tour. Of course, I'm talking about Tim Terry. Tim, you're down on that start-finish line. Butterflies are going to be flying in there, and so are seatbelts. What's happening?
We're waiting on the 11 of Marty Prevost, so I'm going to talk to Gary from Dartmouth Dodge. What's going on at Dartmouth Dodge these days?
Well, you know, great deals every day at Dartmouth Dodge. Lots of inventory. We've got the largest truck inventory in the area right now, so always a good deal at Dartmouth Dodge.
So head down there, and a beautiful place to go in Dartmouth, eh?
Yeah, we got a great team, great bunch of people, great guys in service, so... You know, great guys and gals in service, and everybody's eager to help.
And we're getting ready to get this field underway. We're just waiting for one driver to be ready. It's car number 11. I believe he is ready. Trevor, are we good to go? As soon as Trevor gives me the high sign, Trevor, we're good. Gary, let's get us underway.
Drivers, start your engines.
Here we go. 200 laps presented by Dartmouth Dodge, where the Maritimes come to save.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just like that, the engines come to life at Scotia Speed World. Let me set the stage for you here tonight. It is championship night. The number 53, a Cole Butcher, he's going to have it wrapped up when the green flag flies in the air here tonight. He has worked hard all season long, but noticeably not in the field. The number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. We need to talk about this for a couple of moments, gentlemen, and set the record straight. There was a tech infraction that the 67 fell victim to. He had some pieces and parts, Brad Mann, that he maybe shouldn't have had in his race car. It's part of the sport, and the tour had to do what the rule book indicated to do, right?
Yeah, they did, Joe. Anytime you have a race car, we call it racer's edge. You do whatever you can. You look at the gray areas, and you set your race car up, and you buy parts and you put them on and whatever you think's giving you the advantage. The only drawback, if you have something you're not supposed to have, you get caught with it, you pay the price, you take the penalty. That's it. That's all. The tour did what they had to do. There was a wrong set of axles in the car, and it cost you, so you carry on.
Absolutely. Well said. You know, we all play by the rules, and these racers need to find every single tenth of a second, every millisecond that they have to do, and no different for the number 67. Dylan not here, but we do want to put a shout-out to Dylan Blankhorn and his team. You guys did a masterful job this year, and we can't wait to see you back in this tour. We will hear from the director of the Parts for Trucks Tour, Ken Cunning, a little bit later in the program. He's a little tied up right now, but I know there was some question with the program last Sunday night live, and we are going to get some answers for you. I've been investigating it all day, and I know everyone here in the Racetime Radio crew has been doing the same thing. I want you to know everything is right on the money. Tests were done. Everything happened according to the book, and that is great to see. But we will speak with Ken Cunning a little bit later and get official word for the listeners. But we do have the task at hand, and that's to crown a champion in the Maritimes tonight in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. And this, my friends, is going to be a wild, wild race. Tim Terry, have you caught your breath yet, buddy?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely. Nevin Scott on the front row. DJ Casey, last season's Rookie of the Year, on the outside. Nevin Scott likely going to come up a couple of points short in that Rookie of the Year chase. But fantastic season. Going to start it off, or end it off, starting up front with this Dartmouth Dodge 200.
The number 11, you would have seen the 11 and the 24 actually come down pit road. That is a no-no. They did come in for unapproved adjustments. No big deal. They're just going to have to rejoin the field at the rear. So the 11, 24, out of position to the rear for a little quick pit stop, guys. Did you happen to catch, Brad Mann, what was going on with either car?
Well, on the 24, they were just double-checking the toe on the front. Maybe had a brace on the driver's side that wasn't quite tight. Looked like they had a 716 trench out there, Joe. Tightening up of the brace on the driver's side left front so that doesn't get in and rub on the tire.
Yeah, better to be safe than sorry. You got 200 laps to get it done here today, Jerry Paxton. You're going to want to have all those I's dotted and T's crossed, right?
You got to do the homework. You have to be prepared. It's only 200 laps. It's 100 laps to the break. But on championship night, it's going to feel like a 500-lap race because you're going to be worried about what happens. Cole Butcher in that 53 coming in. Mathematically, this is his championship. I don't think that took the fight out of that driver. Watch for Cole Butcher to move forward and do it in a hurry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next time by, we're going to send these drivers off in style for the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Round number 12 of 12 on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. As they work down through quarters number 1 and 2, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab anything that's not bolted down at Scotia Speed World. We don't need it until next year. This time by, grab your next door neighbor if you have to. Get on your feet and wave these drivers on, and they are going to wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them all season long on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour and in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Nothing can feel better than to be a driver in the Pro Stock Tour and having a look at the grandstand here today. Full to capacity. We got a great audience tuned in on racetimeradio.com. Josh Paxton, this is what it's all about right here.
How about that wave from the crowd as we get set for the green flag? Quick note following up on Jerry's setup. The two fastest guys in practice, Marty Prevost and Cole Butcher, both at the back of this field after some incidents. Up at the front, Nevin Scott, the rookie on the front row. A couple veterans behind him, the zero, Sean Turple. Business is about to pick up. The pace car is off to the infield.
Working through three and four, Nevin Scott and DJ Casey lead them to green in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Arch Steves waves the green flag. Casey on the outside. Going to try to get that advantage down the back straightaway. And look at young Butcher on the outside. The 54 car looks at the 81.
And DJ Casey showing a lot of muscle early. He got a really good start. Nevin Scott in that number 81 in second. He's trying to hold on to it, but right now he could be a plug in the bottle. Turple is all over the back end. Jarrett Butcher in the 54 to the outside.
as they come around to complete lap number two. And Donald Chisholm is in there to complete that front five. They are still side by side.
DJ Casey, the number 97, checking out up front. He's pulled the car length now on Nevin Scott. Still the bottle jammed up behind him. And here they go down the front chute, starting to make some racing room. Turple finds a little spot up behind the 81. Here comes Butcher back on the outside.
John Turple in that zero, a two-time Pro Stock Tour champion. He knows how to get this job done, and he's measuring the 81 of Nevin Scott. He wants that P2. He's got to work at it, but he's not going to put that car in danger to get there.
Well, Cole Butcher's already come from the back, gained six positions. He's working his way up on the outside, pulling up the back five for Craig Smodway in the middle of the field.
We are lap five right now in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. The 97 of DJ Casey followed right in behind with the 81 of Nevin Scott back to Sean Turple, Donald Chisholm, and back to Jared Butcher. There is your top five. We got a side-by-side battle, and the caution is out. The number 32 of Sarah McKay is around, along with the 11 of Marty Prevost. Don't know whether Marty made any contact, Josh. Maybe you had a better view.
No, Joe, sorry, I was watching the back shoot. It was at my back.
The 32, watching Sarah McKay in that first few laps there, Tim, we are five laps complete already, but watching Sarah near the rear of the field, she was having difficulty. Car looks real twitchy and loose. Maybe she fell victim herself. Not sure about that. Marty got it woed up. Not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I know she was pointed towards the infield over here in corner number one and two about five laps before. I say five laps. We're five laps in, so probably like three laps before that. But 32 car going to come into the attention of Alan Munn and the crew, and they'll go to work. And what's going on down there, boys?
Right now they are working on the right front. They are pulling the fender off the tire. Looks like it got punched in. It was rubbing, and that's where they're headed for work right now.
No other work on pit road. Everyone else stays on the racetrack. Scoring doing their job right now, relining everything. Want to give you a quick update. I know we got everyone tuned in from Ontario. Not much happening there today. NASCAR Pindy's race is going to go tomorrow. The Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, Tim, delayed until tomorrow, along with the ABC Series, delayed till tomorrow. The biggest race right now in Canada, right here at Scotia Speed World, and we want to welcome all the listeners. Make sure you tweet us where you're listening in from tonight. We'll have some fun with that as the night progresses. Art Steves has the caution flag in hand for the 32 that just spun. No other cars involved, and it looks like the 32 is going to get attention, and she will be down and away and rejoin this field, Tim.
I'll tell you my 97 story. DJ Casey cut his teeth racing Bandoleros at this racetrack. I started announcing here 10 years ago in 2007 when DJ was just come off his first championship in that Bandolero division. Usually his mother, Krista, watches from underneath where we are right now just at the gate. And every time in the Bandolero and in the Sportsman that they went green, Krista would head outside the gate. She didn't want to watch what was going on up front. I don't know if Krista has her eyes on this tonight, but her baby boy is up in front leading the Dartmouth Dodge 200 in the Parts or Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
Pretty there, exciting.
There she is right there.
There she is right there. She can't bear to watch, but she's going to want to watch as dynamite. Dartmouth Dodge 200, lights go out atop of that beautiful Dartmouth Dodge pace car. You want a car like that? You got to give Alan Curry or one of those guys a shout from Dartmouth Dodge. They've got you covered. And the sponsor of tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200, Field in Motion, side by side, five laps complete. Coming back to the line, Art Steves puts that green flag out, and it looks like the 97 of Casey has got the advantage, Jerry.
Casey picks up exactly where he left off, out in front, down the back straightaway. Nevin Scott of the 81 on the outside. Sean Turple in that zero car trying to make advances, cannot get around the 81 of Scott. He'll fall into line. Donald Chisholm in the 89 up to fourth spot. Then the 54 of Jared Butcher in that top five.
Have an eye for the number 99 of Craig Slonwhite. He is a favorite coming into Scotia Speed World today. Just before that caution, he was making big moves on the outside. The caution flag sent him back those couple spots. Right now, he's in mid-pack racing to the outside of the 29 of Greg Proud, hung up behind the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. But in the long run, watch for the 99 to make his way to the top 5.
Is this the night for the 89 of Donald Chisholm to finally win here at Scotia Speed World? He's to the inside at car number zero of Sean Turbel, side by side for third, and don't look now. Here he works on Nevin Scott in car number 81, the Arcadia Construction Solutions Chevrolet has the champ to his back bumper. Donald Chisholm works to the inside in car number 89.
11 laps in the books. DJ Casey is our leader. We got a side-by-side battle with Chisholm and Nevin Scott in the 81 for that second spot. Sean Turple back in third. How about this, guys? The 66 of Russell Smith Jr. in that Daryl Marr prepared 66 car is in your fifth spot right now, followed by Jared Butcher in the 54. The 91 of Gosby back to the 29 of Proud. Oh, and by the way, here comes our points leader. The 53 of Cole Butcher makes a move on the inside of that big motor Dodge, Bradman.
Well, Cole Butcher has really gained a lot of positions. He's all the way up to seventh position, gained about 10 positions since he started. He started at the back of the field. The 53 is on the move.
And the 89 of Donald Chisholm has found his way up into second spot. He's trying to chase down that 97 of DJ Casey. Casey's got about a five-car length lead on him as they come down the front straightaway to turn one. And Chisholm, it's slowly starting to reel him in.
And check that Russell Smith Jr. to the inside of the zero in the Daryl Marr Motorsports number 66. As Russie begins to work his way towards the front of the field, Smith underneath Turbo, he'll look to take position number four as the Butcher brothers right up behind him.
Cole Butcher now on the back bumper, the number 54, his brother Jared Butcher, as they follow Russell Smith Jr. down to the bottom and by the zero of Sean Turple. The Dexter construction car fighting hard on the outside, brings it door to door at the 66 this time. Down into turn number three, it's Russell Smith Jr. by a nose. He'll pull away down the front straightaway.
Down the front straightaway into turns one and two, that battle between Jared Butcher and the 54, the 53 of his brother Cole, and they are mixing it up, but it looks like Cole does not want to move his brother out of the way. I don't think that's the case. He's just protecting that 53 machine. He's already had it damaged in qualifying heats. He doesn't want to take a chance on it in this feature race.
54 to the inside of the zero with Jared Butcher and Sean Turbel going at it, and they're lining up on that inside line. Meanwhile, just ahead of them, Nevin Scott is trying to protect position number three on lap number 20 of the Dartmouth Dodge 200, and he's got the Bounty Hunter right behind him. Russell Smith Jr. has a lot of red cars at his feet. Butcher, Turbel, Proud, and Gosby.
At the front of this field, it is the number 97 of DJ Casey, but it looks like John Fleming at the front of this field leading that 89 of Donald Chisholm, as we've seen so many times at Scotia Speed World. The Happy Harry's 97 driver, DJ Casey, two lengths ahead of the 89, but that Celtic Ford is rolling smooth through the corner. He is starting to reel in the leader.
Meanwhile, the leaders will soon be catching some lap traffic here.
And now keeping an eye on that 54 of Jared Butcher as he goes to work on the zero of Sean Turpel, trying to get that position back. Underneath him he goes in turn number two as they are side by side. Russell Smith Jr. and driving the number 66 right beside the 81 and Evan Scott. Then the side-by-side battle between the 54 of Jared Butcher, the zero of Sean Turpel.
054 goes side by side behind the 81 and the 66 cars as they go at it for position number three. They're lining up behind them and they're losing time to those top two. It's a full straightaway from Chisholm all the way back to Russie and Nevin, who go side by side for position number three.
And now Russell Smith Jr. in that 66 breaks free of the pack as he starts to go out of turn two down the back straightaway, and he's going to try to close up that gap a little. As now it is the zero of Turple up alongside the 81 of Scott. He'll go to the outside lane and take that position as they come to turns one and two.
53 of Cole Butcher looking very strong right now in the outside lane. He flies around the 54 of Jared Butcher right to the back bumper of Sean Turple, helping Turple now with a little extra momentum down the front straightaway as they race to the high side around the 81 of Nevin Scott.
54 and 29 go side by side, and look who it's closed in. Darren McKinnon, very consistent and very smooth around Scotia Speed World. Joe, he's one of those drivers that has yet to win here at this racetrack, but it could very well come tonight for the 18. He loves this racetrack, just needs to get into victory lane, almost like Donald Chisholm.
Yeah, having a good run so far here. We are 31 laps in the books. Now 32 as the 97 and DJ Casey flashes across the line.
Swan White and Vincent have an issue in corner number two, and Swan White might be broke on the back straightaway as he goes a lap down. Caution flag will fly, and Swan White for a second consecutive week is broke on the back straightaway.
Yeah, tense moments there, guys. You could see the traffic starting to stack up. Craig Swan White sort of trapped on the high side of the racetrack. Not sure what happened with the car. He does get it refired. I believe he's going to try and look down pit road, but he's got the whole field. And there goes the 99. He did squirt down between the two of them. We will get you a report on what's going on with the 99.
Josh, is it a tire or is it something in the rear end again? Because I know they had rear end issues last. Oh, it's definitely a tire on the front. It's a right front tire down in the 99.
The crew is over the wall here, and it is a right front tire, Tim, as you call it, on the 99. It rolled in, and the pit crew is going to the attention of the 99 car as we speak.
You know what? The 99 car has had some flawless runs so far this season. But on the other side of it, too, he had some brake issues earlier in this year that cost him a couple of good finishes. Had the track bar mount break on him last week with 40 laps to go, and now a flat tire. I believe we go back to the last completed green flag lap, Joe, which should keep him on the lead lap. But the 99 to Swan White, that team, it just seems like every time they have a great run, something knocks them back.
Yeah, the 2013 Atlanticat 250 winner, Craig Swan White. He does have a victory this year, Tim. Good to see he did switch over to a Ford, and he is down and away. He's got a new right front. Does it sound okay, Jerry, as the car goes by?
Just trying to get a listen to it here as he comes by. Sounds okay. Think it was just that tire. That's just close contact racing. That's what we've been seeing going on, and that is going to happen. You get that sheet metal rub, you can lose a tire in a big hurry.
As we work lap 32, caution has been displayed. That is our second caution of the night. Still pretty well everyone on the lead lap. Tim, does that score?
That's not scoring.
No, that is not. Okay.
But I can pretty much tell you that I believe everybody's still in the lead lap. There might have been a couple of cars that DJ Casey got by. It looks like Kent Vincent is going to come to pit road in car number 8 and come to the attention of his crew down on pit road. Brad, what are you seeing?
They're rolling in here. Rolling in here, guys. They're going to do an adjustment on the wedge on the right rear of this car, so obviously Vincent doesn't like it. There's two cars that are lapped down. Will be the 21 car and the 51 car of Shannon from Newfoundland.
And the 11 car of Marty Prevost is on pit road. Josh, I know you're looking around there. What are you seeing on the rear end of the 11?
Right rear is what they're underneath, Tim. Not a tire change. They had a quick look. And it looks like they're going to drop the jack and get Marty back out as we get set to go back to green flag.
At the pace these guys are going, Tim Terry, we just may have this race finished off in daylight conditions. The car may not change too much, Brad. It's one of those races that we've got a good pace going right now.
There's many nights, Joe, when we're here at Scotia Speed World, we talk about later in the evening when the outside groove comes in, when it cools off, the pace are going, you're right. We may not see a lot of changes here, but the sun will go down here in about another hour. It'll change a little bit, maybe not as drastic as our night races.
Brad, I think you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I looked down to that 11 crew. Is that the General Robert Lee and Kevin Moore down there too?
Yeah, I saw those guys come in earlier today from Ferryden, and they're down there helping Marty out. We're back to green here, and DJ Casey leads Donald Chisholm down into turn 1 and 2. Chase Casey takes the lead going down the backstretch.
And Chisholm getting a little help trying to get through the turn as the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. got into the left rear quarter panel. Chisholm had to work hard to hold on to that race car, did it. Now he's got a bigger problem. Cole Butcher in the 53 is up to position 3 right on the back bumper of Chisholm. As they go to 4, he tries to go around him on the outside.
An aggressive move from the big red machine, the number 53 of Bull Butcher. He is flying through this traffic. Big run off of turn two, door to door with Donald Chisholm, down into turns three and four. Butcher willing that car on the outside. He's half a car length ahead of Chisholm as they hit the stripe.
Side by side battle for the 89-53. Four position given to the 53, clears him into turn three. The 97 of Casey leads it. Cole Butcher, your point leader, up to second, guys.
And we said at the outset, Butcher may not have had the best qualify. The championship may be his already. He is racing like a champion. He is going after the win, trying to close in on the 97 of DJ Casey. And I'm pretty sure Casey's spotter told him, the 53 is coming. Don't waste any time.
Top four have now broken away over Sean Turbel in car number 0, the 29 of Greg Proud behind him. And about five laps ago, guys, just after that restart, Nevin Scott came off of corner number 4 and absolutely pancaked the wall. He's falling back now, and you can see it as he comes out of these corners. Those tires have a lot of white paint on the side of them.
Tiptoeing through the field as I have a look back, I see Jonathan Hicken in that red number 5. Followed by the 18 of Darren McKinnon. They have now worked their way up into the top 10.
And the 24 of Steve Ross is battling with that 99 of Craig Swanwhite. Swanwhite begins to make his way back towards the front of the field. I see the 8 car of Kent Vincent is down on pit road. Brad, what are they doing there?
We gotta look like we got a flat left rear tire. The crew's going to work for the left rear tire on the 8 car of Kent Vincent.
Up in front, car number 53 of Cole Butcher to the outside of DJ Casey. Two youngsters that cut their teeth racing Bandoleros here at this racetrack. 53 to the outside of the Happy Harry's Ford. They'll go side by side at a corner number 2. And the 53 will drive off corner number 2. What a great run down the back.
Here they come on a turn number 4. Butcher with the advantage. He'll cross the stripe and lead the lap.
Now Casey going to fight back on the inside in turns 1 and 2, but not enough. Butcher down the outside. He'd make the lead again as they come to 3 and 4.
Guys, we got something broke on the left rear of the Vincent car. They thought it was a tire. He's going down the backstretch, going to return in. Maybe a panhard boat or a trailing arm. Something definitely broke on the left rear of the 8 car in the suspension.
45 laps complete in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Out front now, the number 53, a Cole Butcher. He has got a herd coming behind him. The 97 of DJ Casey not giving him an inch. He is staying glued to the back bumper of that Chevrolet, and he is pushing hard. Back to the third spot, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, the Nova Celtic Ford. He's got it switched into glide right now. He's watching the race in front of him. It'll be interesting to see what Donald's got a little bit later in this run, Jerry.
Butcher is putting on a show up in front as he gets away now from the 97 of Casey, about a car length and a half away from him. Back in the field, brother Jared in that number 54, he is not having a good time. The 81 of Nevin Scott banging on the back bumper, trying to get him to move over. He's got a faster car.
Well, for the last 10 laps, the 81 Nevin Scott has had a wheelful. That car has been all kinds of out of shape. When he was up to the middle of the track, Jonathan Hickens did all he could to keep that 5 off the back end of the 81. Finally, Jared Butcher was able to open up the inside lane and find some room to get by. There was a bit of contact, and I think Nevin Scott still fighting the handling on the 81. Jonathan Hicken just looking for a safe way around right now, as maybe they need a caution to get some work done on that car.
Traffic is stacked up in behind the 81 and the 5 of Hicken. You got the 18 of McKinnon, the 99 of Slonwhite, 49 Haas, and 24 of Ross. Those guys are all looking for some real estate. They're riding right now, but guys, it's going to be a pressure-packed situation here shortly.
Squires at the 51 going to go one lap down to the leader, car number 53 of Cole Butcher. Your top three have broken away from the pack. Russell Smith Jr. in fourth, and Greg Proud in car number 29 has found his way to position number 5, and it looks like the 54 car, once he freed himself from the 81, has closed in on the 0 car of Sean Turbel. And you guys can't see it from the infield, but the outside of that number 54 car has a number of tire marks up the side from that battle with the 81 and Evan Scott.
And that battle at the back is going to have to pick up the pace because Cole Butcher is on rails right now. He can see the 32 of Sarah McKay coming down within about three car lengths this time as he comes out of turn number four. Cole Butcher is catching the back end of this field.
DJ Casey running in that second spot is not gaining any ground on the 53 of Butcher. And right now, his mirror, he's got the 89 of Donald Chisholm, and that 89 is getting bigger every lap.
24 car falling back. Steve Ross battles with the 91 of Gosby. A lot of those cars not handling the way the drivers want them to. 53 puts a lap on the 32, and they better get to stepping because right now Butcher enters two, or exits two, entering three is his brother battling with Sean Turple, and that's for six. There's a lot of cars in the same straightaway, Joe.
Absolutely, Tim. You can see Art Steves, crafty veteran starter here in the Pro Stock Tour, pointing out to the fans, there is your leader, the number 53 of Cole Butcher. Always keeping everybody up to date as well as the cars on the racetrack. We have 59 laps complete, now 60. Your top five include the 53 of Cole Butcher back to the 97 of Casey Chisholm is in third. 66 of Russell Smith Jr., followed by the 29 of Greg Proud. That sets the stage for the top five. Remember, we will have a competition yellow right around lap 100 that could change absolutely everything.
Right now, down the back straightaway, still side by side. I'm all seeing red right now.
Slaughterwhite around the back straightaway, guys. Craig Slaughterwhite in the infield. Caution flag will fly. Sorry to cut you off, Josh, but that 99 was headed towards the pole. He got it wowed up on the back straightaway.
That's okay, because if there hadn't been a wall, he'd have been headed for me.
You are correct, my friend. A quick break here on Racetime Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll reset the field. We are on lap 61. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200 live from Scotia Speed World. Stay with us.
This is Hot Dog Rogers, car 38, Brighton Speedway, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Thanksgiving weekend, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's Ontario's biggest short track racing weekend.
Go!
It's the 24th annual Autumn Colors Classic Weekend at Peterborough Speedway with 3 days of nonstop racing action presented by Lucas Oil, including the Oscar Super Late Models, the Oscar Modifieds and Midgets, plus the Thunder Cars and the Stars and Legend Cars, four funds, mini stocks, late models, and pro late models.
Okay, come on.
On Friday, it's round one qualifying, plus the APC Young Guns main event. Gates open at 5, racing at 6.
Nobody pressured at all.
On Saturday, second round qualifying and beat features. Then on Sunday, it's time to crown the champions in the 24th annual Autumn Colors Classic Weekend.
Woo-hoo!
At Peterborough Speedway. For times and details, get to peterboroughspeedway.com.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio.
Have a gold green.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Racetime Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
Good job, driver. Good job.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
So, you missed a broadcast.
Well, no problem.
Racetime Radio is available on demand.
Look at it as your listener lucky dog.
And it's free.
Check it out at racetimeradio.com.
Click the day you missed, and you're back on the lead lap.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
Now six cars single file line, three cars back, then two by two all the way back.
spanning the world of motorsports
to bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone. Live today, Scotia Speed World, just in time. We have the lights out atop the Dartmouth Dodge pace car. We're going to go back to Green Flag Racing. 61 laps in the books, but a developing story. The zero of Sean Turple hit pit road while we were away for break. He is at the back of the field with the 99 and the 11 of Barney Vega. As the green flag comes back out, the 53-97 side-by-side Donald Chisholm along with the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. It is a traffic jam at Scotia Speed World at the 29 of Greg Proud forcing his way in. He wants to pick up some positions, Jerry. The game is on.
Indeed it is, and that zero of Sean Turple, he was fighting a loose race car. They brought it in, made a sway bar adjustment on it, a little bit of air pressure. They hope they've got it tightened up. Watch for the zero car to start coming up through the field.
Out of turn two, leading the field, 53, Cole Butcher picking up right where he left off. He pulls a car length on the 97 to DJ Casey. Casey with a mirror full of the 89 of Donald Chisholm. And now Craig Proud in that number 29 Dodge is looking to knock his way into the top three.
Meanwhile, Harry Ross White continues to work his way up, the Rookie of the Year contender on the outside lane, following Butcher up through the traffic, about to put a pass on the five car, Jonathan Hickett.
Top five are single file right now. It's all the way back to car number 54 of Jared Butcher, who has the five at his rear bumper. And then, as Brad mentioned, 49 and 18 are going side by side. Nevin Scott trying to make his way back up through the field, still within the top 10 as he chases down the rookie contender. He's been chasing down all season long, Harry Ross White, the 49.
And keep your eye on the 18 of Darren McKinnon. He is making the bottom of the racetrack work now as he gets underneath the five of Jonathan Hicken, and he is coming forward.
We've been back under green for like seven laps. I look back, and you can see Turple in that Dexter Construction Chevrolet moving forward. He's got lots of forward progress. Looks like he's got it hooked up now, Tim.
Yeah, he's made a couple of quick passes, and now he sees the 91 and the 24 in front of him. It's Steve Ross and the 91 of Dylan Gonsby, along with the 81 of Nevin Scott. The 5 and the 18 lean into each other down the front straightaway. Darren McKinnon trying to make his way towards the front of the field. Jonathan Hicken fading back, at least on this early run, as we hit lap number 71 to complete it this time by 91 and 24. I don't need that battle.
Let's take you through the field. The 53 of Cole Butcher out front, second spot. The 97 of DJ Casey, third right now. Donald Chisholm, the 29 of Greg Proud is in fourth spot. We go back to fifth, the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. Seventh spot, the 54 of Jared Butcher. In eighth spot, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. Back to the five of Jonathan Hicken today in a red car. Can't get used to that. He's running in ninth. Back to the 49 of Haas, followed by the 81 of Nevin Scott, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Side-by-side battle right now. The 0 of Turple, 24 of Steve Ross. Back to Sarah McKay, Marty Prevost, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. And rounding out the field right now, the number 51, that's Shannon McGuire, followed by the 21 of Sean Pierce. Those are the cars still on the racetrack. Great battle, 75 complete of the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
And most of them have found a place to race. Caution, flag will fly. Yellow flag is out on the speedway. Gentlemen, what's it for?
I've got nothing down in 3 and 4.
I got nothing in 1 and 2.
The crew is rolling. I believe it might be a debris caution as the 24 car will come on to pit road. I did see Rob Bonus pushing the field towards the infield, and it's great to see Rob back with us here on the stand. The funeral got done, so he's back with us, and he wanted to be here for this finale.
Gotta love it. Rob Bonus, a staple here at the racetrack, and with the Parts for Trucks Tour, he's got his shorts on. We know it's race time when we got Rob Bonus on that stand up there with crafty veteran Art Steve. 74 laps in the books. Have a look down pit road here. The 99 of Craig Slonwhite, the 11 of Marty Prevost. We'll get you up to date on what's happening there. But Tim, I know you got a couple that are listening in.
I got a text message that says, Brad and I are listening to the race from Calgary. Big congratulations to the Pierce family and to cousin Craig McDonald on winning Rookie of the Year. Great to hear that Dan and Brad Eddie are listening to us. And I wish Brad was at this race and on this racetrack, because that's a talent that needs to be in a race car.
Yeah, well said, Tim. I miss Brad Eddie each and every time I see a race. That is a wicked young driver that really does deserve a shot at this. And if the things are right and the world is spinning the right way, we'll see him back in a race car as soon as possible. Art Steves has got everyone in control. He is getting the cars all realigned, scoring, doing their thing. So far, Jerry, a great race for these teams. Couple problems with a few teams, but they got time to get it sorted out still, bud.
And that's what we've been watching all afternoon, is this is championship night. It's not the night to worry about little things. It's the night to make it happen. And we've seen Cole Butcher go to the back. He's now leading this Dartmouth Dodge 200. Donald Chisholm is having a very strong night. DJ Casey, after missing a couple of weeks, getting back in the race car, had the early lead. He's now running in second spot. Jarrett Butcher, the younger brother of Cole, he's up there in that top five, or just outside the top five, actually running sixth. And that's a pretty good run for him, too. A good showing for Jarrett as well.
And he was having a great battle alongside the number 18 of Darren McKinnon those last five laps, just ahead of the caution. Now, Tim, you were saying something earlier. Jarrett Butcher is not a contender for 2016 Rookie of the Year. Is that correct?
I believe he's saving his rookie status. He's allowed to run five races on the series, and then he can contend next year for 2017. He will be in that race car full-time in 17. His brother is going to lead us back to green. Cole Butcher and DJ Casey drive it down into corner number one. Watch Donald Chisholm. Impressive so far, Joe, in this race as he battles with the 29 on the outside, Greg Pratt.
Yeah, a big smile on Donald Chisholm's face today. When I spoke with him earlier after some practice, he said the 89 is real good. George Koskulik is the lead wrench on the race car. He's got a great team assembled. All of them were really, really happy. So it'll be interesting to see what Donald comes up with by the lap 200 mark in this race. He is staying with the front. He has got a real good race going. The car looks fantastic on the racetrack. The 53 of Cole Butcher, though, guys, is really rolling as well, along with the 97 of DJ Casey. DJ's not letting him go by any stretch.
Hey, guys, Greg Brown maybe trying to take the smile off of Donald Chisholm's face as he takes that Dodge around and puts Chisholm back to fourth from third. And now Jarrett Butcher going to the outside. Russell Smith Jr. to the inside as they complete that top five coming down the back straightaway.
Yeah, the big motor in that number 29 car in these early laps really had a hand in pulling around the 89 of Donald Chisholm. And in that battle out of two, we actually got a good look sideways at the 89. Now the Celtic Ford 89 car starting to hump. He is coming back forward right to the back bumper of Greg Brown.
The battle is just behind Donald Chisholm. The 18 of Darren McKinnon and the 5 on the high side of Jonathan Hicken. Those two guys cannot get apart from one another. They're just worn it out.
That's been the best battle in the last 20 laps or so, is before and after that caution period. The 5 and the 18 have been leaning into each other. I see a donut on the door of the number 5 on the driver's side as Darren McKinnon continues to work the inside. They go toe-to-toe off corner number 4. Lap number 83 completed in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Meanwhile, Butcher can't shake Casey on this restart. Casey's been right there. Two car lengths behind the leader, Cole Butcher. Casey may be stalking him for later in the race. Don't count the 97 out yet. I think he might have something for 53 before it's all done.
And it looks like a lot of the drivers may be testing a little strategy right now. We've got 85 laps on the board. We're coming up towards the break. It's time to use up what's on the car. We got time to refresh it as that break comes up. And I think Casey may be just measuring the 53 of Butcher to see if he can put him behind.
Nevin Scott and Harry Ross White are going at it. They've been at it all season long in the XI Batteries Rookie of the Year chase. And Nevin Scott nearly got into the back bumper of Harry Ross White that last time by. He'll now fall into the clutches of the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Gosby throws it down into corner number 3 on the inside of Nevin Scott. That's just outside the top 10. Meanwhile, up front, it's the 29 and 89 going at it for position number three. Donald Chisholm wants it away from Greg Pratt.
66, Russell Smith Jr. is up on the wheel behind the 54 of Jared Butcher. A couple laps ago, big puff of smoke. Looks like he may have locked it up trying to stay off the back end. Just saw him wiggling that car side to side. Something may be awry on the 66 car as he snugs up one more time to the 54.
Well, I can tell you up front, the 53 of Cole Butcher, nothing going on with that race car right now. Nothing other than pure speed. He looks like he's out for a Sunday drive on a Saturday night in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. But he can't get too comfortable, Tim, the 97. As I say that, DJ Casey starts reeling that 53 in.
It seems like that 53 gets better as we go on. As the laps wear on, the 53 continues to pull away behind them. The 29 and the 89 going at it. Greg Proud nearly had a moment at a corner number four on the outside of Donald Chisholm. Chisholm trying to work over the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge. The Celtic Ford Fusion car number 89 of Chisholm going to go at it for position number three. And look who's made his way to fifth. Young Butcher in position number five.
And the 89 of Chisholm, very, very good at the corners. He's able to roll it through those turns. Gains a lot of ground on Greg Proud in that number 29. But when they hit the open straightaway, Proud is out and gone.
Just like that, 93 laps complete and now 94 in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Almost halfway. Brad Mann, you're a veteran in one of these cars. Are we seeing everything that each one of these guys has got right now?
Not a chance, Joe. Everybody's just feeling everybody out, waiting for the caution. There's a lot of smoke coming out of the 66 car. He may be having mechanical trouble. I don't see anyone showing their hand yet. I would say Casey really stalking the 53 car Butcher to see what he's got. We got lots of racing left yet, guys.
You can learn a lot by running in someone's tire tracks. Are you mentally, as a driver, putting it on record and figuring it all out?
Well, you're watching the car in front of you, what line he's running. You're also looking at him to see where's his weakness. Is the car a little loose in the middle or corner entry? Then you plan for when you want to make your move, you know where you're going to move by the car in front of you.
Well, we work like lap 97 right now. Jared, pardon me, Cole Butcher. I'm getting used to saying Jared because he is coming. Cole Butcher out front, 97. Casey is in second. It is a war between the 29 of Proud and the 89 of Donald Chisholm for that third spot. 54 Butcher, and then a side-by-side battle in behind that, the 18, the 66, and throw the 5 in. The Potato Posse, Josh, is really working it up.
It seems like Darren McKinnon needs about 10 to 15 laps for that car to come alive, and then it really starts to roll on the bottom. He is up again side-by-side now with Russell Smith Jr. Darren McKinnon should be able to catch the top five, but not going to happen as we now put lap 100 up on the board. It's only a moment until I expect we'll see that brake caution.
Down the back straightaway, the 53 and the 97 will run. Arch Steves has that caution flag in hand and getting ready to display it over the field. There it is. We are halfway plus one, 101. Laps completed in this Dartmouth Dodge 200, and this is the halfway break in this event, and this is where everything gets exciting. I remember back, I think it was 2010, when Jerome Kehoe, as a rookie, led a lot of this race, the first 100 laps, then strapped on the tires, and those guys got out-strategized in the second half of the race. Could we see that happen again?
Yeah, it's a real potential. I think back to last year's battle in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. The 53 of Cole Butcher and the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn wore each other out throughout the course of that race. A mirror image down the front, again on the backside of the racetrack. They were glued together for the whole race. We haven't seen that type of race here tonight. We have seen some real, real tight, close battles, and we're seeing some position switch. But like Brad Mann says, a veteran pro stock driver, we haven't seen everything that everyone's got, but Brad, it's about to get busy on pit road, and those adjustments are going to come in handy.
Yeah, it is, Joe, and before this race, we said this was only a four-tire race, so a lot of the teams have put two new tires on in the first part of the race and saved two for the last part of the race, unlike the 250 where they had an eight-tire race and four complete tires went on. So it's a little bit iffy when you put two cold tires on with two hot tires to keep the stagger right. So you got to do some adjustments here, and it may take a few laps for the cars to come back in when you go back green with the cold tires.
Well, looks like everybody has made their way down pit road.
A little update on the 8 car. They broke a trailing arm bracket on the rear end. It's a bracket that closes and bolts on the rear end, holds the shock, also holds the trailing arm on the left rear. That bracket's about a $125 part. It broke, and that team's busy putting on a new part.
And the timer has started all over. On turn three, we got 9 minutes and 43 seconds now for the teams to make the adjustments they need to make. I know the guys are going to work their way down pit road. We'll get some comments from some of the teams. Anytime you guys got a driver, you just jump in and we'll
take
it.
I'm going to catch up with Jonathan Hicken here for a minute, Joe. Just got out of the 5-car. This is a different ride for you, Jonathan. What do you got so far, bud?
I got a tight race car, but I mean, I just like to thank Darren Butcher, Atlantic Tilt Load, Cole Butcher, Jared Butcher, all the boys that got this car last 2 weeks ready for me. Means the world, really, just to finish out the year. Castle building on the hood, and thank all my guys for sticking out with me. It's been a tough year, but we're having fun.
You had a hard hit the last time here. I think I talked to you after the race. You're going to have to reclip that race car.
Yeah, it's going to need a clip, but we'll get it done over the winter and get her back as good as ever.
So there you have it. Jonathan Hicken in the 5 car, thanking the Butcher Racing to give him a ride for the day.
Let's throw it down to Josh Paxton. I see he's making his way towards that 18. How are they making out there, Josh?
A lot of guys still in the cars trying to grab word with Darren, but he's talking with the crew right now. They're putting some tires on and on the right side. Quick word, Darren. I know you're in your break right now, your routine. How's the 18 feel? It's been looking good down low.
Yeah, feels good. We're rolling the turn really good, and no complaints so far.
You had a bit of fun there with Jonathan Hicken?
Yeah, me and him always like to run like that, and it was actually pretty fun. We touched maybe once.
So which one of you buys the coffee to go with the donuts?
I'm not sure. Whoever finishes in front of each other, I guess.
I'll let you get back to the team. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Joe, I've caught up to Greg Crowd, the big red Dodge, the big horsepower from PEI. Greg, you're right up there in the top here in the first half. What do you got for the second half?
Well, I'm not sure. We hope we got something. We got four new tires to put on here. We started the feature with old ones, and the car's pretty good for having 300-lap tires on her, but we'll see what happens. We're up front right at the minute, but everybody's probably doing the same thing. So
there you have it. I talked about different strategies. The 29 car started the race on old tires. He saved his four stickers for the last half when it counts.
Down to you, Jerry.
We're talking to DJ Casey here. DJ, you had a really, really strong start. Cole Butcher came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know, you got to expect him to be fast here. You know, he's been faster all year. He's been fast everywhere all year. But, you know, as the run went on there, I think we started catching him there, and the car was getting better. So we'll make the few changes we need to make for the nighttime. And put four new tires on and see what we got.
You've been measuring them.
What's that?
You just been measuring them.
Yeah, well, you know, just trying to save our stuff, but I really did want to leave some more laps there, so let's see what we can do here.
DJ hey, Casey, ready hey, to go
hey,
back to work.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
Tell DJ his mother hasn't watched a lap yet.
Hey, DJ, your mom has not watched a single lap yet. he's grinning.
Down to you, Brad, man. What do you got?
I caught up with Ken Vincent here on the back pit side. Kent, a bracket took you out of the race early, put you several laps down. Just been that type of season for you.
Yeah, one of those deals. Actually not too bad this year as far as finishing-wise goes. We'll get back out and get going again. Anyway, one of those things. We broke a rear trailing arm bracket on the left rear. I thought we had a flat tire. We came in. Anyway, boys, we got her all changed up, and we go back out. We'll run around a little bit, stay out of trouble. And probably, anyway, stay out of everybody's way.
Bracket broke on the left rear. It gives you the same guy's feeling as a flat tire. The rear end's moving back and forth because the bracket's broken, and lets the rear end go frontwards to backwards, Kent. So that feels the same as a flat tire, buddy.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought that's what it was. Boys come in, nice, good, quick pit stop, change the tire around, but Anyway, before I get out to the end of the pit road, I knew it was still there's something else going on, so we jacked it up, got looking at it, and broke the bottom of the bracket off. So anyway, hate for it there, DMD Refrigeration. I know Chuckles is probably here now, back from the from his horse racing. Don's here from our tire sponsor there. We picked up halfway through the summer. He stopped in on his way home, too. Just disappointing. You'd like to put on a good show for these guys to help you out. Anyway, we'll be back.
Real competitor, even though he slaps down, is going to go back out, run laps around, give his sponsors the thank you that they deserve for backing the 18 for the summer.
And that's no surprise when you talk Kent Vincent and that number 8. Fierce competitor from PEI, also a 2-time champion of the IWK 250. Josh, what do you got down there, buddy?
I had a chance to catch up with a couple of drivers that were staying in the car during this break. First of all, driver the 32, Sarah McKay, first time back since IWK. I just asked her, how does it feel? She said it's back to being comfortable. She's happy to be back. Car not quite right. The contact early on did not help with that right front. She's just hoping to go out and have some fun in the second half and finish off this season. Also caught up with the driver of the number 49, Harry Ross White. Said to Haas, what's the plan for the second half? He says, new rubber, go to the front, and stop hitting that back straightaway wall. He said, that's a rookie move.
To the high side, Jerry Paxton. I see you on the outside. What's going on?
Well, we're down here going to see if we can grab a real quick word with Cole Butcher. But he's kind of intense here with his crew at the moment. They're trying to get this thing going. They got the 4 new tires on ready to go. And they're going to get to work and see if I can get the microphone in here for a second. Cole? You were super good, man. They didn't start off the way you wanted it to, but it's been coming around for you.
Yeah, unfortunately that...
Lost at the end of the 200 laps.
Now, there you go. He's ready to go back to work, so we'll see how it goes. I know we were a little tough on signal there. I think too many war wagons between me and you.
And the inside of a race car. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left for these teams to make adjustments. Brad Mann, does that give them enough time to do everything they need to do?
Yeah, it does, Joe. They've had a game plan before they had this pit stop, what they wanted to do. Just as we suspected, talked earlier, a lot of teams elected to start the race on old tires. You heard Greg Proud talk about the car was decent on 300-lap old tires. Now they bowled on 4 stickers. We could see a lot of changes in the field here. Tires are always important and come at a premium price to race cars, no matter what track you're on.
Well, that is what it sounds like down on pit road. These guys are getting all set and ready to go. We'll step out, take a quick break on race time, and we'll come back for the conclusion of tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200 live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Champion, and you're listening to Race Time Radio.
If you're on Twitter, follow us at racetimeradio.com. Stay up to date on all forms of racing, as well as a chance to win some cool racing prizes. So follow us on Twitter at racetimeradio.com.
This Thanksgiving weekend, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, it's Ontario's biggest short track racing weekend.
Go, 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 go.
It's the 24th annual Autumn Colors Classic Weekend at Peterborough Speedway, with 3 days of nonstop racing action presented by Lucas Oil, including the Oscar Super Late Models, the Oscar Modifieds and Midgets, plus the Thunder Cars and the Stars and Legend Cars, 4 Funds, Mini Stocks, Late Models, and Pro Late Models.
Okay, come on, come on, come on.
On Friday, it's round one qualifying, plus the APC Young Guns main event. Gates open at 5, racing at 6.
Nobody pressured at all.
On Saturday, second round qualifying and heat features. Then on Sunday, it's time to crown the champions in the 24th annual Autumn Colors Classic Weekend.
Woo-hoo!
At Peterborough Speedway. For times and details, get to peterboroughspeedway.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah!
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, ensuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at dawsondental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit bobbleheadscanada.ca.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Racetime Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America, and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
Good job, driver. Good job.
And there we go. We are back with you live tonight. Scotia Speed World. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200. The halfway break is done. Tim Terry.
Well, there's 25 seconds left. You have to be rolling by the time that zero hits that CSS insurance leaderboard. The only car that has yet to roll is the 21 of Sean Pierce. And they are still on pit road, and they are already 27 laps down. So we'll go through this lineup. Up to position number 15 is on the lead lap. It's Cole Butcher leading DJ Casey, Greg Brown, Donald Chisholm, and Jared Butcher with a great run in position number 5. Darren McKinnon, the Bounty Hunter, Russell Smith Jr., Jonathan Hicken, Sean Turple, and Harry Ross White complete your top 10. Nevin Scott, Dylan Gosby, Craig Slonwhite, Steve Ross, and Rainbow Fish, Sarah McKay. Top 15, they have completed 101 laps. Scoring has the 11 circled. I don't know if that's the free pass car or not, Joe, but he is the only driver that is one lap down. Shannon Squires is three back. Sean Pierce and Kent Vincent both currently out of the race, 27 and 62 laps down apiece. And as I say that, Kent Vincent rolls to the racetrack, and Sean Pierce does as well. All 20 cars still out, or 19 cars still out here. Terry Dugay did not start.
Okay, what I want you to do, race fans, is next time you're watching a late model race on a short track and you get to lap 101, I want you to take a look down and see how many cars are left on the lead lap at your local racetrack. I'll tell you right now, if they're doing it right, you're still going to have, what do we got, Tim? 15, 16
on the lead lap.
There you go. After 101 laps. We had, what, three cautions in the first segment of this race. They were quickies because we still got every car left on the racetrack. Want to let you know now, too, before we get back under green flag here, the NASCAR Pinty Series rained out today at Kawartha Speedway. You're going to be able to see NASCAR history being made tomorrow at Kawartha Speedway. Get out and watch Caden Lapcevich claim his first title. He's going to be NASCAR's youngest champion in history. We're going to set some history. Also want to tip the cap right now to the number 3 of Jason Hathaway announcing that he is going into retirement after the Kawartha race. You got to watch for Jason Hathaway to be strong in that race tomorrow, Tim Terry. 12 seasons, 8 wins. He's going to go for 9 tomorrow, and I don't think he is going to lay back.
I hope he doesn't hang up the wheel completely. I know he's probably listening. Donald Chisholm's out here on this racetrack. I'd love to see him back out here on the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Get out here and run that IWK 250. He's had one crack here at Scotia Speed World. Would love to see Jason Hathaway back out here on this series. As the field back out of the racetrack, Trevor McDonald telling them in corner number 2 to double up, and we're getting ready to go back to green. And as you mentioned, if you're in the grandstands, we are on 92.1. I know we have at least one listener sitting back in the pit area in a truck listening to our broadcast.
Well, we got a bunch of listeners. We got Kent Corbett somewhere, I believe, in Pictou County. Kent, what a race here tonight. And I know he's tuned in, along with some New Brunswick listeners. Seen him on Twitter.
He's busy with Demolition Derby stuff. Did you hear about the Picto X?
No.
I heard they had a phenomenal derby. Got to talk to Ken at the Choro X. I know Windsor's got a derby today. I know Kent's in derby mode, too. So I know he's listening to us and probably down at Windsor at the X.
Well, he'll have the pro stocks, I can guarantee, in one ear. He is a faithful listener to Racetime Radio. Sure hope you are as well. Canadian Sprint Car Nationals tomorrow, APC tomorrow. Enjoy the Dartmouth Dodge. The second half about to begin. Art Steves has the green flag in the air, and presto, gentlemen, just like that, we're back in business.
Meanwhile, Cole Butcher continues to lead DJ Casey down the backstretch. Greg Proud closing up the third position, looking under Donald Chisholm. Donald Chisholm keeps the third position for now.
And here comes Greg Proud in the 29 as he gets under Chisholm in turn 2. Chisholm tries to drive away down that back straightaway.
In a battle for fifth right now, Darren McKinnon on the high side of the racetrack. Jared Butcher, the tilt load 54 on the bottom of the racetrack. They are door to door down through 1 and 2. McKinnon looking for some speed on the high side. They are nose to nose through 3 and 4. McKinnon now pulling ahead. Butcher battles back. They are still even as they come to the stripe.
Top four broken away, single file. It's back to the 18 and 54 who go side by side. Jonathan Hickett, and Turple thought about 3-1 on the inside of Russi. 66 car has the 49 to the outside, and Turple to his back bumper. Phenomenal battle for position number 5 on back, but it's your top 4, Butcher, Casey, Chisholm, and Proud, who have broken away in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Yeah, top 4, all single file, but look at the pack behind it. Incredible 18, 54, 66, 5, 0. Throw the 91, 49, the 81, 99, 24, 11, 32. That is the pack. It looks like Talladega, but we're here at Scotia Speed World with 108 laps in.
And guys, that 54 of Jarrett Butcher, he is able to get into the corner and get off the corner incredibly well, but not as well as McKinnon, who is very strong in the middle of the corner, but just can't get out of the hole.
Down the back straightaway they come. Cole Butcher, the 53, leading DJ Casey by a car length. Then the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Bit of a bigger gap to the 29, Greg Proud. They continue to stretch away from that six-car battle back in fifth spot.
Meanwhile, they're double file going down the back straight. 6th through 10th is really going at it door to door. Butcher fights back. McKinnon on the outside. They're dead even going by the third finish line down into turn one.
And Turbo's falling back a little bit from this battle. He's waiting to see what will happen in front of him for position number 5 as the 5 and 66 continue to go side by side. Behind that battle, the 18 and the 54. And where did Marty Primo come from? Primo to the inside of the 49 of Harry Ross White. The BTP Construction Mega Enterprises number 11 is on the march.
Keeping an eye on the number 66 of Russell Smith Jr. We saw the smoke puffs a couple times just before the break. We're now about 10 laps after the break. Haven't seen anything yet. Looks like they got that figured out as he'll lose a spot now to the 5 of Jonathan Hickett. That 5-car pack starting to straighten out.
Next time by, we'll have 115 laps complete of tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200. The 53 of Cole Butcher has got about a 2-car length lead over the 97 of DJ Casey. The 89 of Donald Chisholm in close proximity to that 97 with about 6-car lengths back to the 29 of Greg Proud. The big motor, Brad, is going to come into play, or do you think maybe he's got the tires angry?
No, he's all right, Joe. He's got new tires under it. Usually takes that big Dodge about 10, 15 laps to really get going. I think we haven't seen the end of Greg Proud yet. I look for the last 40 laps to really see the big Dodge turn it up.
Side-by-side battle now. The 54 and the 18 are still going at it, Josh. Amazing show these two are putting on.
Darren McKinnon was really happy with that car when we got to catch up with him during the break. He had been so good down low in the first half and now showing some strength on the high side. He gets the nose in front of the 54 of Jarrett Butcher, but Butcher gets a better run off the bottom as they come out of 4.
The 5 of Jonathan Hicken had some adjustments to make. We heard from him with Brad Mann earlier on pit road during the break. Looks like those changes are working. That 5 car, that red rocket is on the move, Brad.
It is, and Jonathan's smart around race cars. They made a few adjustments at the break. They've got the 5 rocket. From pit road, the 21 car's done for the night.
And now the 18 of Darren McKinnon. Looks like he's done playing with Jarrett Butcher. He pulls out and gone. He's got a car length on him now as they come around turns 1 and 2. And Jonathan Hickett in the 5 car trying to follow the 18 of McKinnon using that outside lane.
Marty on the move, car number 11 looking to the inside of car number 0 of Turple as they chase down the 54 and the 5 in front. Darren McKinnon has freed himself from this battle as he tries to work up to car number 29 of Greg Proud, who runs all by his lonesome. Turple looks to the outside of Hickett.
And Tim Terry, you know, just outside the leaderboard here at Scotia Speed World, the 0 of Sean Turple. He had an early pit stop in segment 1. He chose to come in, get adjustments, and go to the rear of the field. Look at him now. The 0 is coming to life here at Scotia Speed World, his home racetrack.
A quick update on local favorite, the number 99 of Greg Slonwhite. He was so fast in practice, and we saw him cut a tire early in this one. That car just not coming to him yet as he battles outside the 24 of Steve Ross. He has got to stay aware. The 53 of Cole Butcher, the race leader, is now sharing a straightaway with those back three cars. Here comes Cole Butcher, Sarah McKay, Steve Ross, and Greg Slonwhite have got to pick it up if they want to stay on the lead lap.
Meanwhile, McKinnon continues to come through the field so many times this summer. We saw McKinnon come into play with the last 50 laps to go. Look for the 18 to start to come towards the front. He's about to chase down Greg Proud, two car lengths behind, 29 Dodge.
24-32 going at it right in front of the leader, the 99 of Slonwhite also there. And guys, we're getting to lap 128. We haven't had a caution flag in this run yet. Starting to see some guys with the rear ends kicking out a little bit. Starting to get a little bit loose and trying to feel out the set of tires.
Yeah, you're gonna start feeling it now, Brad. You've got, 29 laps anyway. 28, 29 laps under green flag. This is the long green flag run that these guys wanted, but some probably didn't want it right now.
Well, some guys had bolted on the four new tires. Not such a big deal. The air pressures were cool. There was a lot of teams down pit road only put on two tires. That's another can of worms. Stagger goes away. One cold tire, one hot tire. That's why you're seeing the rear end so loose. It's hard to get them to equalize. They'd be looking for a caution to hope the pressure settled down these tires.
And Tim, no doubt about it, I was just outside. You can feel the temperature starting to drop. The sun is fading. We're still daylight. But things are going to be changing in these cars.
The lights just came up here at Scotia Speed World as we work lap number 132. And the 89 of Donald Chisholm works the back bumper of car number 97 of DJ Casey. Casey has done a phenomenal job so far this evening in the Tarkett Flooring Ford. But he's got the Celtic Ford Fusion right behind him. Last season's champion, the 89 of Donald Chisholm, creeping into the midget.
Change of position. Darren McKinnon has got around the 29 Dodge of Greg Proud and brought with him the 54 of Jarrett Butcher. Now, Butcher's still behind that 29 car, but he is up and down the back bumper. Greg Proud is under fire down the back straightaway. Jarrett Butcher closing in deep into turn number three. Proud will drive off of turn four.
The 18 of McKinnon just ahead of that 29 of Proud. He's having a great run in that 29. Or pardon me, in the 18, both 29 and 18 having a great run tonight. The 54 of Jarrett Butcher, guys, has really got to be turning some heads.
The 11 of Marty Prevost working the back bumper of car number 5 of Jonathan Hicken, trying to get that thing towards the front of the field. The second half of the race has been great for the number 11 so far. Got to get a couple more positions up there, I'm sure. One of the faster cars earlier this afternoon.
And up in front, the 53 of Cole Butcher made very, very good use of the lap traffic as he's got almost a full straightaway lead now on the 97 of DJ Casey, who has a mirror filled with the 89 of Donald Chisholm. They are still trying to work around the 24 of Steve Ross. They've already gone by the 99 of Slonwhite and the 32 of Sarah McKay.
How about that 11 of Marty Mega? He just put the bumper in the left rear corner of the 5 car, Jonathan Hicken. That opened up the inside lane. The 11 car dove to the hole and is driven off and gone. Marty clears the number 5 car. He'll now start to close in on the 54 of Jarrett Butcher. Half a car length down to the bumper. Here he comes up in turn 4.
The 51 of Shannon Squires just ahead of this battle. He is getting some laps in his new race car. That will be making the trip back out to Newfoundland. Next track it'll see is Eastbound International Speedway. That will become the new home of that number 51. He's going to be enjoying his time out here today.
What a move by Marty Primo to the inside of car number 54 of Jarrett Butcher. That was smooth down into corner number 1. The 11 and 54 are going to go side by side. And that number 11 is going to pop up on the CSS Insurance leaderboard as long as he makes one more spot. He's in sixth.
Marty Prevost on the move as he goes up the outside. He's almost into the top five. Meanwhile, Darren McKinnon slipped into fourth, but Greg Proud hasn't let him go as he continues to ride on his back bumper in the fifth position.
Let's have a look at the field, Tim Terry, as they run on the racetrack. 144 laps complete here tonight, the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
You got car number 53 up in front, Jared Butcher, as he works over the 91 and the 49 to put them a lap down side by side for second. Here comes Donald Chisholm to the inside of car number 97 of DJ Casey Chisholm, working over that 97 for P2. Fourth currently belongs to the 18 of Darren McKinnon. The 29 of Greg Proud runs in position number 5 as they continue to go toe-to-toe for position number 2. The 89 of Donald Chisholm finally got to the inside, Joe, and now he works at number 97. Casey gets a great run off, but Chisholm is so good. Drives it so deep into these corners.
Unbelievable side-by-side battle. These guys are warring it out. Reminds me of last year. Contact! The 89 and the 97 did come together. The 97 and Casey into the back end of the 89 and Donald Chisholm. Those guys continued on. Tim, that was nuts.
Yeah, that was almost disaster down into corner number 1. 97 going to fall back now, and it looks like it might have hurt the 97 more than it did the 89. The 89 and Donald Chisholm has been able to gap the 97 by 3 lengths, and he begins to close in on car number 53 of Butcher. We were going through the top 10. The 11 of Marty Grebo runs in 6th. 7th is Jared Butcher. The battle for 8th rages on now. Jonathan Hicken has the 0 car of Sean Turbo to the inside as they'll battle it out for position number 8. Leading your top 10, the 66 of Russell Smith Jr., Nevin Scott behind them, and I believe Nevin Scott may be the last car on the lead lap, 53 right behind him.
Yeah, the 53 of Butcher putting them down and laying them down right now. Put as many guys a lap down as he can. He comes back up on the back end of the 51 of Shannon Squires. That'll drop Shannon a couple more. Next on the sights of the 53 will be the 8 of Vincent and the 81 of Nevin Scott. He's doing a wild pace here tonight, Jerry Paxton. The 53 is on rails.
Cole Butcher is solidly in command of this race. He is headed down the back straightaway out of turn 2. Now Donald Chisholm comes out of turn 2. That's a full straightaway difference. And Cole Butcher, being very careful to pick his way through that lap traffic, does not want to make a mistake. He's making sure they know he's there. And he is listening to that spotter telling them where those lap cars are.
And we are inside the last 50 laps of the 2016 Maritime Pro Stock Tour season. They are all spread out around Scotia Speed World. Harry Ross White challenging for Rookie of the Year. Driving through 3 and 4 as he runs up with the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Trouble in turn 2.
It's Sarah McKay around in corner number 2, and that will draw the caution flag for the first time in the second half.
Wow, just about caught Marty Prevost. Just got stopped as the 32 Sarah McKay spun in front of her.
You were dialed into her radio, weren't you, Joe?
I believe I was. Not quite sure, but Sarah went for a ride around in that 32. That'll be fun to listen back to on the rear. 154 laps in the books. We're going to re-rack them here. Just less than 50 laps left to go in the 2016 season. Here in the Parts for Trucks Tour, a dynamite tour, Tim Terry, when we look back on the season. We kicked all of it off right here with the Lucas Oil 100 back in May, and we have been full bore straight ahead since.
We chatted about this last night here at Scotia Speed World and on the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It's been an absolutely phenomenal season. And when you look at this battle right now, I think that 89, if he can get a good restart here, he might be able to keep with that 53 car. Those are the two cars that have led our season the last couple of weeks at least, and the 89 has never won here at Scotia Speed World. This could be the night that he could do so. The 97 of DJ Casey having a phenomenal run. Marty Prevost is up on the wheel in car number 11. He sits in position number 6 right now. He's had some pretty good races here, just hasn't been able to close the deal. But when you look back on this season, so many phenomenal moments have happened here this year. I can't pick one.
Feature winners include the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. He went on a tear early this year. So he got three wins.
Yeah.
Three wins.
Cassius Clark had 2.
Yeah. Cole Butcher.
He has 2.
Donald the 89 Chisholm. Of Donald Chisholm.
He has 2.
The 99, Craig Slonwhite had a win this year.
Riverglade International, 2-time Riverglade International champion now.
The 29 of Greg Proud, another winner.
Speedway 660, my second home.
Amazing season. And when you look at how the wins have been displaced, and you got a lot of feature winners and a lot of different ones, you never know what we were going to get in this series. from night to night.
You know, when you go to a series and you have 12 races and you have more than six winners, it's something to say for the competition and what have you. And we talked earlier, Wayne Smith has done a phenomenal job in our tech area this year. He's had Trevor McDonald help out. Timmy Bruce was with us here last week. The staff has done a phenomenal job, of course, next door, Ashley Smith. And our race director, Robert White, has come back on this season. Robert has done a phenomenal job, and I can tell you, he's one of the easiest race directors to work for. So and he's knocking on the window, so I might have to go over here.
Well,
I might be
in
trouble now.
Better go over and have a look. Jerry Paxton, I think back to the years now that we have been broadcasting these races live, and can't help but think of guys like the 97 back then of John Fleming. He was always successful at this racetrack, and I can remember one year, John Fleming, six race feature wins. Not so anymore in this Pro Stock Tour. You've got a lot more opportunity for different drivers to take a checkered flag.
And not only that, we're seeing a lot of those young drivers coming up. We saw Dylan Blankhorn last year after a great rookie year. Look where he ended up. Then we see the 53 of Cole Butcher. It's only a couple of years in this Pro Stock Tour, and there he is leading the Dartmouth Dodge 200 and about to become a champion. Now, seeing the young talent come up is great. DJ Casey's only just begun. He had missed a couple of races this year due to some issues. And you know what? He is back out here putting on a great, strong showing. So the talent pool is deep, and it speaks very highly to the tour.
Timmy, you got an update. What do you got from next door?
Yeah, I just talked to Robert White, the 32 car of Sarah McKay. That team admitted to spinning out on their own. The 11 of Marty Prevost was there. They admitted to spinning out. The 11 will get his spot back, and he will start back in a position in number six. And want to say hello. While we're on the subject of 11, I see Phil Fowler is over there. He's commented on the awesome racing that he's seen. He's seen some awesome racing at Eastbound Park so far this year as well. And want to say hello to Wayne Nichols behind me. He's joining us up here. One of those rookies in the Strictly Hydraulics Legend Car Division enjoying this beautiful race at Dartmouth Dodge 200 as we get ready to go back to green.
Yeah, lights out the top of the Dartmouth Dodge pace car. 154 laps in the books. Here we go, gentlemen. Back to green flag racing. The number 53 of Cole Butcher and the 89 of Donald Chisholm lead us back to green.
Down the back straightaway they come. Cole Butcher leads the way. Donald Chisholm hung back about two car lengths on the outside as Butcher drives off and down into turns one and two.
And DJ Casey puts that number 97, two wheels right below the bottom line, trying to keep as low as he can, hold on to that line, but not enough. Donald Chisholm stronger on the outside. Casey in third, he's got his hands full. Here comes that 18, Darren McKinnon, the ninja, is on the
32
way.
Around on the Bando track in corner number one, and that will draw the caution flag, and that might be number three on the 32 car of Sarah McKay. She's had a tough sled so far this evening, but that's the third caution for the 32 of Sarah McKay.
Well, I'll tell you, there wasn't much room on the high side of the racetrack at the front of the field, watching that restart and into it a lap or so. The 97 of DJ Casey, the 18 of McKinnon, the 29 of Proud, all battling real tight there. Not a lot of room on the high side. DJ has got a fast race car. It's going to be interesting to see how things shake out here. We are on lap 156 of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Here tonight at Scotia Speed World, not dark yet on the East Coast. But it's coming, Tim, and the temperatures are dropping. Horsepower is going up.
Yeah, it's starting to get dark. You can see the lights from the Auld Hotel and the Halifax International Airport right behind us. But, it's starting to get there. The temperatures are coming down, and this is where those tempers heat up because this is the end of the season. You've got 43 laps left in 2016. If there's any payback or anything in the back of your mind that says, hey, I don't want to leave this in 2017, we'll leave it here in 2016. This is the time to do it as the 32 car is down on pit road, Josh.
Just before we do I want to ask Jerry. Jerry, where are you going?
Oh, yeah. Jerry, where are you to?
I was checking out the water closet.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
That was the pit box, wasn't it?
Oh, is that the pit box?
Sarah McKay's team's in there, changing the right front tire. Looks like they may be putting back on the first one from the first segment. Maybe not happy with it. I'll try and catch up with the team once they get Sarah back underway. Right now, they are fighting the clock, trying to get her back out on the racetrack.
So if I turn Jerry's mic up right now, wonder.
Jeff Cruikshank was checking out the same water closet there.
That's too much fun. 156 laps completed tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200. Things shaping up here, Brad Mann. Have we seen everything that you've got now?
No, sir. 44 laps left to go. Friendship is about to go out the window, Joe. There won't be much given and taken now. This could very well be the last caution. Darren McKinnon, who we've talked about hanging around early in the race, look where he is now. He's up to fourth. He was making some ground on the outside. I look for some positions to be changing here up in the front five, and Marty Magus closed up. And that big red Dodge, this cold weather, along comes the extra horses for the Greg Proud ride.
Is it going to change the grip on these Hoosier tires on this racetrack from what you're feeling down there at track level? Is it going to change, Brad?
It cooled off quite a bit from the time that we had the mandatory pit stop. The big thing, Joe, is that these cautions, as you run around on these cautions, the tires cool down. That has more of an effect than the outside temperature. Some of them, the stagger goes away. Some of these cars are running bleeders to keep the stagger the same. So we don't want to see long cautions, short cautions, keeps the tires in the same sequence.
Okay, here we go. Lights are going to pop out next time by. We'll reset the grid for you. 53, Cole Butcher on the pole, 89, Donald Chisholm, to the outside of row 1. Inside row 2, 97, Casey, to his outside, 18, McKinnon. Row number 3, 29, Proud, 11, Marty Prevost, to the outside of row 3. Row 4, 54, Butcher. That's Jared. Outside, 0, Sean Turple. Inside row number 5, the 81 of Nevin Scott, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, the 3rd, the 11 did not come up to speed. And that got tense, but they all clear them, Tim.
Marty has a problem. He's headed way up the racetrack. Something amiss with the BTP Construction Mega Enterprises number 11 as he falls to the rear of the field. And sparks coming from that number 11 car, maybe a flat tire on that race car as he falls to the rear of the running order. Meanwhile, up in front, Cole Butcher in the 89 of Donald Chisholm and now the 18 of Darren McKinnon. As we've seen many times before, the 18, so consistent to the outside of the 97 of Casey.
Down through turns 1 and 2. Casey on the low side. McKinnon working that high line. Gets just an edge as they get to turn number 3.
Casey battling hard on the inside, but McKinnon's got to run up high. Down the front straightaway they go, door to door. Through 1 and 2 now this time. McKinnon, the nose out in front as they hit the back straightaway. The numbers now in front of the bumper. Darren McKinnon has got to run, but he comes up on the 89 of Donald Chisholm. That's going to break the momentum back side by side with DJ Casey.
Yeah, we've got trouble on the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. to the high side of the entrance of turn number 4. That will draw the caution out on lap 160 here tonight in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. I believe we got a right side tire down on that 66. Could be wrong, but I believe it is a flat tire. The 11 of Marty Mega, that didn't make sense, Tim. To the high side, he had a real good restart position. He is now down on pit road. I can well imagine we'll get a report from the guys down there.
Yeah, I see big Kevin Moore looking over that tire that came off the number 11 car, Marty Prevost. We do have an official down there that is looking over the situation just to make sure that that tire is indeed flat. The 66 car rolls down onto pit road. And Josh, I know you're looking at that 32 back there. What are you seeing from them?
Guys, this has been their story all night long. That car just hasn't been right, particularly after the contact early on. They've got the jack underneath it now. They've moved on from the right front to the right rear and are just trying to see. It looks like something is just shaking around and they're just trying to figure out what it might be.
Meanwhile, we got the 91 on pit road. He's putting back his old tires on the left side of the car that they took off at the break, just trying to put two cold tires back on to get some grip in this car. Darren Gosby obviously not happy with that race car.
And Joe, I see Jerry has returned to his spot in corner number 1 as the 11 drives by him.
Yeah, he does. The 18, or pardon me, the 11 on his way back out to the racetrack. Got a point out here. The 18 of Darren McKinnon, man, it looked like he was shot out of a cannon on that last restart to the high side. I believe if Darren can keep that 18 on the high side of the racetrack and find that grip, Brad, we see the outside lane at Scotia Speed World come in late in the race. It looks like it's getting there now.
We do, but the 18's got a little issue now. He's in third position, got a line up on the inside. Sure, Darren McKinnon would sooner be in the outside because he was making some major grounds there. But we'll see what the 18 car got on the inside. Obviously, there's some grip out there, and the 18's found the right setup for the outside groove here to get some grip at Scotia.
But that 53 car is going to start on the inside. Darren McKinnon going to start right behind him. If Cole Butcher can get a good start, the 18 car might be able to follow that Atlantic tilt-load Chevrolet through and at least battle for a little while with Donald Chisholm. But the lights are off atop the pace car as Mark Wilson, I believe it is, driving that pace car this evening. And they'll come back with Cole on the pole, car number 53. Going to lead him through 3 and 4, and we are back underway. Green flag back in the hand of Art Steves.
A little bit of a stutter start that time for the 18. He did lose a little bit of ground. Up front, the 53 of Butcher. And the 89 of Donald Chisholm drops into that second slot. He is clear, and it's a side-by-side battle in behind that. 18-97, 29-0. All make up your top six positions, and that's the way they run on the racetrack. But the only two that have got any kind of real estate right now, gentlemen, the 53 of Butcher and the 89 of Donald Chisholm, separated by two, maybe three spots, and then it's side by side in behind that.
Yeah, if we're talking about real estate, then McKinnon and Casey, they're a duplex. They're sharing real estate right now as they went door to door one more time. Casey this time gets the run on the outside. He'll pull the numbers ahead of the bumper. McKinnon trying to get a run down low. Casey looks to try and shut the door, but McKinnon just squeaks inside as they come around out of turn number four.
Shoved up right in front of that zero car, Sean Turnbull. That was close for the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 29 of Greg Proud underneath. And boys, don't look now. Here comes the Arcadia Construction Solutions, number 81 of Nevin Scott. Whatever they did at the halfway break has worked for the rookie.
Oh, man, that was real close down the front stretch. The 54 of Jared Butcher, the 49 of Haas, and the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Almost, Tim, had a moment, and just about another one right there.
The zero car dead sideways at a corner number 4, and Greg Proud was just there to make sure he didn't send that thing around. It's right in front of Nevin Scott in car number 81. But up in front, Cole Butcher is hooked up and hauling the mail out in front of the field.
If I could have a wish to come true, I would wish that every race fan in Canada could be here at Scotia Speed World seeing what we are seeing tonight on this racetrack. 169 laps complete of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. An amazing race under the lights at Scotia Speed World. The 53 of Cole Butcher has led this race since about lap 30 or so, with the 89 Nova Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm in second, the 97 of Casey, followed by the 18 of McKinnon, and a side-by-side
five
battle.
Spins to 54 down the back straightaway. Jonathan Hicken got up and absolutely jacked up his teammate for the night, Jared Butcher. Caution flag will fly, and I'm sure Jared's not too happy.
Well, that's another byproduct of tight racing, Brad, man. You've had it happen to you. You've probably done it to someone else.
Well, it does, Joe, and the cars are running so close, it just takes a fraction of a second. The guy bobbles in front of you at all on the gas, you're into him. You're just running right on the bumper, so any little hesitation at all, you're into him. You're not doing it on purpose. It's just that you're flat on the gas and he hesitates, you're into him. There's not a thing you can do. It's just one of them there racing deals. It's always a little tougher when it's your teammate, but that'll be talked about later after the race.
170 laps complete. Your top five, the 53 of Butcher, 89 Chisholm, 97 Casey, 18 McKinnon, the 29 of Greg Proud. Wow. All I can say is wow. The zero of Sean Turple is making his way back to the front. No surprise, Josh. We've seen the zero car have amazing runs at this racetrack. He hasn't had the luck this year, but maybe that is turning and the tides have turned.
Absolutely. Sean Turple's had a bit of a seesaw day. He's been to the back a couple times and now making his way just outside of the top five. Interesting to note, too, that it seems the corner exit's a little bit tricky now. The sun has gone down, and it is a little cool. We saw Nevin Scott just a couple laps ago hit the gas hard on exit, and we saw his car reel sideways. One lap later, it was in turn four when we saw Sean Turple, veteran of this racetrack, do nearly the same thing on the exit, get that car sideways, show everybody that big number zero. So we're trying to really watch these drivers, and I wonder if maybe that similar slip-up is what caused that hesitation for Jarrett Butcher that would have got the five car into his backside.
Well, as everyone catches their breath and a little bit of work is done on the 54 down on pit road, I see the general manager of the Parts for Trucks Tour. We got Ken Cunning has slipped into the booth here. I want to have a quick word with Ken. Ken, so far so good here. The Dartmouth Dodge 200 is quite a race.
Yeah, it is. The boys have got a running tonight, and there's some good racing all through the field. So good crowd. Everybody's happy. Good weather. Great way to end the season.
Amazing. I don't think we've seen all the passes we're going to see yet. Brad Mann keeps saying these guys haven't showed their hand yet. What do you think?
I totally agree with Brad. They probably felt the car out in the first 100 laps and made a few adjustments at the break, and now they're ready to roll, and they'll just wait for what they think is the opportune time and hammer down, and away they go.
Ken, I want to ask you, well, we've got you noticeably not here tonight, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. There was some controversy or some discussion, I guess, throughout the course of the week. Some tech stuff happened. Can you get us up to date on what took place?
It's pretty simple. We were in Petty 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And the tech staff asked to see axles and a couple other things. And we pulled axles. His axles didn't meet the requirements. We couldn't get a magnet to stick to them. And so we had them tested, and they were titanium, and titanium is prohibited. So he was disqualified.
Yeah, and it is part of the sport. Everyone's got to know it. I know you guys do your utmost to make sure you got level and fair competition.
Absolutely. I think we look at three things. One is we want an even playing field, rule-wise, for the drivers. We want safe race cars, safe race tracks, safe racing procedures. And we try to keep the cost contained. And that's why titanium is much more expensive than steel axles. And that's the reason there are no titanium axles. So it is what it is. I mean, we have to look at things. When we look at them, we find that we can't turn away from it. We have to react to it.
Well, you guys did. You did a dynamite job with this series. The competition is on the racetrack. We're going to get back to it right now. Ken, thanks so much for your comments, and thanks for clearing that up.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe.
DJ Casey, what a save at a corner number four. He and Greg Brown are side by side for that spot in the 29. Got up into that 97, and he was pointed in towards the infield, Joe.
176 laps complete. Down to a Saturday night shootout, Jerry, and look at the race we got in front of us, bud.
The top two may have a little running room, but they are the only ones. DJ Casey, Greg Proud in the 29, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 0 of Sean Turpo. They are tied together. Throw a sack over them, they'll cover them all. And Proud working that inside lane. There were lots of donuts being exchanged, and I don't mean across the table.
Marty Brivo coming to life one more time. He dives to the inside to get around the 24 of Steve Ross. Brivo now one spot outside the top five. Behind him, the 99, Craig Slonwhite, looking for a closing lap effort to also move his way through the top 10.
Meanwhile, it's Proud fighting his way back with the 97 of DJ Casey, looking to take over the third spot. That cold weather, that big horsepower coming alive in the 29 car, Greg Proud. He gets loose on the backstretch.
Proud hangs on deep into turn number three, running against Casey. Casey will clear this time. On the high side, Proud has got a bumper full of the 18, Darren McKinnon, as the Island boys go at it one more time off of turn number two.
29 looks to the inside of the 97 of DJ Casey one more time. 19 laps to go in the 2016 Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour season. And the final podium position in the final race of the year is up for grabs. It's a Ford versus a Dodge. Look at Proud driving in. Get into the 97 and clear him out in corner number three. Caution flag will fly. Dive bomb by the 29, and he got into the 97 of Casey.
Oh, just slight contact there, but it doesn't take much. DJ Casey will not be happy. He spins the race car around the 97. Has got to be dejected. He was having such a great race here tonight in the Dartmouth Dodge 200, but just slight contact. Josh, it was down in your corner.
Guys, I was all over that. It was right in front of me, and I got to tell you, Greg Proud, after the contact, gave him all the room he could, trying to get DJ Casey to save it, but it was just too slick, too much momentum, and the 97 car went around, and looks like they're going to talk it out here side by side on the racetrack.
Hey, Joe, do you have a bell on that thing?
Ding, ding, ding. No. I don't think we'll need it. DJ Casey has got to be upset in that race car, but he's also got to know that the 29 didn't want to do that.
The 29 just pointed the number one out of the back, and the 97 is going to hit him under caution. And I'm sure that's not going to be popular with our race officials next door. They're both going to the rear anyway because they were both the facilitation of that caution flag. So we'll see if there's any further penalty for that bump.
Well, you got to hate it for those two drivers. Both have had a great run here tonight.
Guys, is the 11 still on the lead lap?
No, he's not. Brad, he is down two laps. We did check next door with scoring, and yeah, the 11 is down two laps as he worked on that tire.
So this will shake up the top five guys. The 18, Darren McKinnon, will slip into third spot here in the restart. Sean Turbo will be fourth. I think Devin Scott's, the rookie in 81, will be in the top five here when we go back green.
An amazing run. We'll re-rack it for you as soon as scoring's done. The 29 of Greg Proud is going to come down pit road. Might as well try and pick up whatever he can. Tough, tough deal for the 29. He's had an amazing season, but has contact with the 97 of DJ Casey, and no winners at the end of that battle. You can guarantee that, Tim.
It's not over. There's still 19 laps to go, but DJ Casey and Greg Proud, if they want to get back to the podium, they have a long way to go and a short time to get there, especially with the competition that is up in front. But as they try to figure out who's in line here, they're double file thinking that they're going to get a spot or two out of this. But nevertheless, I think Brad's right. Nevin Scott, if he's not in the top five, he's pretty close. That 81 team doesn't have a whole lot of crew members that come to the racetrack every single week. But Nevin Scott is dedicated. It's great to see him having a phenomenal run here.
Yeah, led this one. Ray led us to green today. We've seen that in the Pro Stock Tour this year, gentlemen. We went from doing single lap run, if you will, or qualifying under the clock into heat races this year in the Parts for Trucks Tour. I think it's been a positive move. How about you, Brad Mann? We've seen different guys on the pole.
Well, the heat racing's definitely made it a lot more interesting for the race fans, Joe. And you could say, see it very clearly today as a stance. 4 o'clock, the stands were full. Before, when we would have qualifying runs, the stands would be half full just for time trials. Much more interesting for the race fan. We are in the entertainment business, so we want to do whatever we have to do to keep the race fans happy, to keep them coming back to the racetrack. And it also sees a lot of different cars starting up front. Nobody likes to see the fastest car start up front, run away with the race. Prime example today, Cole Butcher, 53, started dead last. Was nice to watch him come up through the field. Sure, the race fans enjoyed that. Put 53 on the pole, it would have been a boring race all day long. So the qualifying change, definite positive for the tour this year.
Yeah, have a look back, Tim.
Oh, the 24 cars broke something over here in corner number one and two. Steve Ross, that thing, when it went down into the corner, it started to put a shower of sparks up, and that's a tough break for Steve Ross. Under the caution flag, and Brad, he'll be headed in towards you.
Here, guys, it almost looks like it's something on the right front, whether it was a tire. I would say by the way the car's low, it looks like the right front just let go on that car. They're rolling into pit road as I speak. No, I'm sorry, guys. There's definitely something broke on the right front suspension on the Steve Ross car. The wheels, he's straight into pit. The right front is pointed to you, Joe, in the tower. So something definitely let go on the right front of the suspension of this race car. The tire's still all up.
Well, as Steve Ross hits pit road, we've got the number 29 of Greg Proud. He is going to rejoin this party. We are 181 laps in the books of tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200, the season finale in the Parts for Trucks Tour. It's been an incredible season, Tim. Back to the qualifying, and I think back to some of the first races that we were covering out here. The 14 of Terry Duguay, unfortunately, hole in the oil pan here tonight. He is pit side. Put a shout out to those hard-working bunch. They had a season that never quit. They just kept on coming. So good, valiant effort. But I think back to the early stages, I can remember seeing guys like Terry Duguay starting up near the front, having the best qualifying effort they've ever had.
Yeah, especially at the start of the year. Harry Ross White at the Cat 250 started on the pole. Nevin Scott, who's going to restart this thing in fifth, started on the pole this evening. There's a lot of drivers that really benefited from this new qualifying procedure as the field will double up, and we will get ready to go back to green flag conditions. And Should mention as well that the banquet is our next event. It's not a race event. The next event is our banquet happening in November, and we're going back to the Delta Prince Edward in Charlottetown to enjoy some fantastic hospitality over there. So tickets available. Call Marilyn at the office. It's going to be a party, I'm sure, and I'm sure Terry Duguay and the crew will be there.
Yeah, pretty cool with the Parts for Trucks tour. Of course, you visit all the Maritime provinces. Each Maritime province has a race. The tour also moves the banquet into different provinces every couple of years. We'll get to more of that as we get back to some green flag racing. We've got 181 laps in the books, and the green flag is back out. How about the 53 getting a run, Jerry? He's out front.
And Cole Butcher knows what's at stake. He took off and gone. Donald Chisholm has got the 18 to Darren McKinnon working down below him, and that's not what he wanted to see. Side-by-side battle as they go down into turn number one. McKinnon on the bottom of the racetrack gets the nose in front. Him and Chisholm down the back straightaway side by side.
It's nearly a three-way dance down into three and four as Sean Turple joins the fight. Turple sticks the nose down low on the 89 of Chisholm. That's going to take away his concentration. McKinnon will take the spot from Donald Chisholm this time out of turn number two. McKinnon leading Chisholm. Yeah. Turple and then Nevin Scott following in behind.
Unbelievable battle in that third and fourth spot to Terry. It doesn't get any better than what we're seeing at lap 185.
Frantic charge now as there's only 14 laps left to go in the season. The 53 of Butcher is way out in front. The 18 of Darren McKinnon now in position number two. Donald Chisholm in third. Turple, and now Gosby is in fifth. Haas is dead sideways down the back straightaway. Is he going to save it down into three? Oh boy, save of the year by Haas. Prevost can't save it. Squires around in the back, and that will draw the caution. Save of the year, Harry Ross White.
I would almost have to say, Tim Terry, and we'll see here as the cars do come to a slowdown. I got to say, there must be something on the racetrack there with how many guys were going sideways. I know they were locking it up trying to slow down.
The 81 and the 49 might have been a little bit of hard racing at a corner number two, and there might be something down, but it might be those guys just trying to lock it up as well, trying to see that 49 car if he's going to save it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the cleanup crew here, Lawrence Hopper, and the guys that are in that truck will check it all out. If there's anything there, they will get to it.
And that's Wayne, Alex, and we forgot the guy's name last night on the cleanup truck. It's Matt. Found out today it's Matt in the cleanup truck with Wayne and Alex. And going to give a push to car number 11 to Marty Prevost and get him back going. And as you mentioned, I've been to every racetrack in Atlantic Canada, and I can say between our cleanup crew and superstar Billy Maher and the ambulance, we have one of the best cleanup crew and safety crews in the Maritimes right here at Scotia Speedway.
The way they have it, so that you should be looking to go here fairly quick.
Guys, the 24 right front lower ball joint snapped off. That's what put Steve Ross out of the race for the night.
Tough deal for the 24 of Steve Ross. He had an amazing season. Big bar setup, and I know they were getting into the bump stops this year, and I spoke with Steve Ross earlier in the season, and he goes, we're really excited about this year, and for good reason. They were really starting to come on.
He had a phenomenal run last week at Riverside International Speedway, was well within the top five for a little while, and then fell back a little bit at the end, still got a top 10 finish. And while we're on phenomenal runs at Riverside, we need to say hello to Rolly McDonald. Fourth place finish at Riverside, was a lap down at one point, 50 laps to go, get up on the wheel. That team is not here, and if you're wondering why, they're at Beech Ridge Motor Speedway for the Pro All-Star Series New England 500. Don't have an update right now as they are running, but I'm sure once that race is over, Andrew will ding my phone.
Yeah, we got to give it up for that team. A couple of wins here in the Parts for Trucks Tour, and then they had some difficulties with engines and so on. Great to see them out this year, hopefully. In 2017, we will get everyone back on this racetrack. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Dylan, if you're tuned in, want you to know we're missing you, buddy, and we will see you soon. I know you'll be at the Mike Stevens Memorial at Petty, and I know fans will be real interested in catching up with you there. 186 laps in the books. Green flag back out, Jerry Paxton.
And Cole Butcher gets that good start once again. Donald Chisholm trying to follow him through. McKinnon in the 18 pushed up to the high side of the racetrack as they come around to out of turn four down the front straightaway. McKinnon with the advantage as Chisholm fights down inside in turn number two. McKinnon rolled up the racetrack and made the hole, but Chisholm took it over, and now McKinnon going to work on the outside again.
That Darren McKinnon number 18 car has shown all day long it can work on the high side, the low side. It has just been great today at Scotia Speed World. Donald Chisholm trying to find a weakness in Darren McKinnon, but is forced to follow the back bumper. Now he's under fire again. Sean Turple trying to get a podium finish as we've got less than 10 laps to go.
Final podium position in 2016 is on the line between the 89 and the 0. 18 just a touch ahead of them. And then the 53 of Cole Butcher way out in front of this field. 9, make it 8.5 laps to go for the 53 of Butcher.
Timmy, you give your voice a rest because you're going to be bringing us home in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. As we work on the racetrack, 192 laps. Josh, it doesn't get much better than this. Look at the battle we have for that third spot, the 89 of Chisholm, the 0 of Turple. Look at the battle, side by side.
Donald Chisholm has got to be spitting bullets inside that Celtic Ford 89. Earlier tonight, he was in the battle side by side for the lead with Cole Butcher. Now he is struggling to stay on the podium. Sean Turple has come to life in the Dexter Construction 0. He is all over Chisholm right now, down the front chute, down into turns 1 and 2. Turple up high, Chisholm down low. Chisholm's going to give up half a car length. They scrub going into turn 3. Turple hangs on. He's got the advantage as they come off a 4.
The only safe spot on this racetrack, Jerry Paxton, has to be where the 53 of Cole Butcher is right now. He's got about an 8 car length lead over these guys.
And he is not having any issues. The scrap is for 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And they are really going at it. McKinnon has the advantage. Chisholm trying to fight back. Turple's in. Turple turns McKinnon's a little bit sideways. Lets him get it back. Down the back straightaway they go into turns 3 and 4. They are still 2 on the bottom, 1 on the high side. And they are welded together.
Turple all the way to 3rd. Now he's all over the back bumper of McKinnon. Donald Chisholm fight back the outside. 3 cars all tied together going down the back stretch. They come back to the start finish line. 2 to go.
The battle rages on for position number 2. It's the 18 of Darren McKinnon holding on. Chisholm takes a look to the inside. Turple on the outside for position number 2. Meanwhile, up in front, white flag for the 53 of Cole Butcher. Butcher cut his teeth racing Bandoleros and Legend cars at this racetrack. He's won 2 races this season. He's won the Cat 250. He'll come out of quarter number 4. He'll win the Dartmouth Dodge 200, and he'll win his first Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship. Darren McKinnon edges Sean Turple for 2nd. Chisholm and car number 91 of Gosby complete your top 5, and Joe, the party's on now.
Absolutely. Break out the champagne, Bradman. That was a wild, wild finish.
Awesome, awesome racing, and Turple and Chisholm and McKinnon going at it behind the leader. They weren't letting anything hold back. Rubbing and racing down to the finish. What more could you ask for as the fans of Scotia Speed World got a great show here tonight?
Jerry Paxton, the celebration will begin down on that racetrack. You're down in that turn where the 53 is doing some twisting.
And Cole Butcher is going to burn the tires off it tonight. He is in celebration mode. Not only the Dartmouth Dodge 200, he is the 2016 Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour champion. And that is a reason to celebrate.
I know, Josh, you kept your eye on that 18 all the way through tonight. Man, did that car perform. Look at the celebration we've got there in front of us. Just amazing here on the racetrack.
Had to change the power, Joe. The battery's here in the mic. That's how exciting it was. Can't even see the front stretch right now from pit lane. Cole Butcher is burning it down, and absolutely what a run for the 18 of Darren McKinnon, part of that potato posse, coming all the way up to 2nd spot. And again, the 0, Sean Turple as well, stealing a podium finish from Donald Chisholm.
We trade the fog in of usual here at Scotia Speed World. We traded in for Hoosier tire smoke this time around. The 53 of Cole Butcher is going to be a real happy guy when we get to him, Brad.
you will, and it's a championship only 4 years into the sport, Joe. It's a real proud moment for the Butcher family for him to get the championship that close. I'm going to get over here to third place, Sean Turple, and get his thoughts on that race door-to-door. Sean, quite a show you put on there for the last 10 laps.
Yeah, I tried my best. I really, that's all it had, just wheeling it out there and fun racing with Darren and Donald. Congratulations to the 53 team on their championship. But I can't thank my crew enough, my great spotter, Cassie. Just all the guys work hard, and it takes just as much effort to finish third as it does first, and I'm very pleased with tonight.
There you go. The zero car, Sean Turple, brings it home third in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
And we'll pick it up with Darren McKinnon. Darren, you just kept coming all night long.
Yeah, I wish it was a 250.
This car was working so good tonight.
Yeah, it was pretty stout. We worked on it all day. We had some issues in the pits earlier, but the boys shook it out at the end when it really mattered.
Now, you got into, there was a lot of that. Well, let's just put it this way. Like a couple of turns before the end, you were getting to look at the infield up there in turn two, and you were still trying to go forward.
Oh, yeah, we'd still pedal it. We'd pedal it until the thing came around.
Darren McKinnon coming home second in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner in the Dartmouth Dodge 200 is car number 53, Cole Butcher. Gets a hug from his brother, James and Craig Langell. Cole, we're going to walk you over to the podium here. As he gets all the congratulations, girlfriends over here. We're doing the receiving line, Joe, I think, down here. Cole, podium, let's go over here. Let's talk about, one more. Let's talk about this race. First of all, this car was on a complete rail this evening. Cole gets up here. Car was on a rail.
Oh, yeah, you know, I knew I had a good car, but, you know, brotherly love took place in the heat race, but, you know, it just made it exciting for the fans and exciting for me, you know. It's fun to be able to race through the crowds cleanly and just come on top.
You had to pass a lot of cars, as you mentioned, at the start to get up here. And then you had a lot of restarts to battle with the 89, the 18, and the 0 at the end.
Yeah, you know, it was just about managing your tires. And, you know, I knew if I could do that, I could get them on the restarts. But, you know, the car was solid. But, you know, I couldn't ask for a better car. I'd like to thank Mom, Dad, James, Olivia, Greg, David, the Meehans, Matt, everybody. You can't thank them enough. And the Urban Blending and Packaging, Top Construction, Hanging on Fisheries, Lang Tollode, and all the fans for coming out tonight.
We'll talk about the championship in a moment. We'll get the race presentation out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your Dartmouth Dodge 200 winner. He gets the trophy from Gary and Alan Curry. Make some noise for Cole Butcher.
Unbelievable finish for the number 53 of Cole Butcher. Making a wish in the middle of the season. I'd say, Tim Terry, the wish has come true. For the 53, a Cole Butcher.
Yeah, we're going to chat championship in just a few moments' time when we get Darren and Dave on the podium from Parts for Trucks. But this team is going to celebrate as we get the couple of pitchers out of the way. The number 18 on the podium, Darren McKinnon. And then we'll get Turple up and have a couple of podium shots. And then we'll get in to the business of a champion.
Absolutely, Tim. You just jump in when time permits. Go ahead there, Brad. I know you're over there.
I am. I'm over here with the 29, the big red Dodge. Greg Proud had a good run going there. You and the 97 got together, had to go to the back. I know you were on the inside shoving her hard. That's just a racing deal.
Yeah, I just locked the rears. My fault. I got into them. I didn't. You don't go in intentionally trying to take a guy out of third and fourth position. Anyway, my bad. I did it. But anyway, it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it now. And we just tried to hit a go to the back, and that was it.
So there you have it from the driver to 29, Greg Proud. He says locked up the rear brakes on the car. Did get in 97, just one of them racing deals. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, tough, tough stuff. It happens when you're tight and you're running so quick. It happens fast in these race cars. Josh Paxton, where'd you get off to, buddy?
I'm just going to step in real quick, Joe, see if I can grab a quick word with Craig Slonwhite. Craig, not really the night you were looking for in the number 99, but still not a bad finish for all things considered.
Absolutely 100% not the night we were looking for, but
man, the guys slugged all year. We've had some real good races. We've had some bad ones. We've had lots of throwaways. Something just went completely wrong tonight for us on this thing. I couldn't drive it to save my life. So anyway, I got to thank my sponsors, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Howard Little Excavating, Halifax Glass, Stones RV, Fall River Auto Center. You know, these guys are what makes this thing go in circles. So without them, we wouldn't be doing it. And thank my crew and my family and friends, fans. Congrats to Cole Butcher on his championship, but I'll guarantee we'll be back next year to chase it again.
Always a local favorite at Scotia Speedworld. We'll be looking forward to seeing Craig back in May.
Tim, how are you for time? You got time for one more?
He's got the check. He's got the trophy in hand. The banner is on the podium. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2016 Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour champion is Cole Butcher. As we get the presentations out of the way, we'll come back up here and have a little chat with Cole Butcher and discuss this trophy and this check. Let's talk about this championship now. I'm going to get in the way of... Oh, maybe I'm not going to get in the way of the pitcher. They're shoving me out, Joe.
It happens, Tim. It happens. Let's... You pick it up. You let me know when you're ready to go. I'm going to throw it back over to one of the other guys. Take it away, boys.
Joe, I've got Marty Prevost over here at the 11 car. Had an awesome run tonight, Marty. You were on a mission coming from the back to the front, bud.
Yeah, we were. We finally, I think, we didn't show the results, but we finally got it back from the first race this year when she was a bullet and we got destroyed. And, you know, I appreciate racing here. I like to race here, but I said today I kind of feel like I'm driving well black while I'm here. They give me a hard time in the stands or the officials, and we'll have to have a little meeting there. Ken, if you will oblige me, please, and thank you.
So there you have it. The 11 car, Marty Prevost, not real happy with the day, guys.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to step back up here, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, your 2016 champion is Cole Butcher. We talked last week at Riverside International Speedway. You dreamed as a little boy about this moment. Is it as what you dreamed?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, ever since I was 5 years old and I started racing, you know, these are the big leagues. And, you know, now we're able to win the championship and put our name with the rest of the legends. But, you know, it's a great night. And, you know, I'm sure it'll sink in after a while. I don't get very emotional. I'm not right. But, you know, it's just great.
This season didn't start out well here at Scotia Speedworld. You had a rough run in the Lucas Oil 100, but you come back and you win the Cat 250. You win the Dartmouth Dodge 200, and you win at Petty International Raceway. Three wins on this season.
Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, we had a new car this year. We were playing with some stuff, and it didn't quite work out, so we went back to what we knew, and, you know, we ended up in victory lane three times. But, you know, if you don't try something, you're never going to get better. So it's just amazing to be in victory lane three times this year.
Now the question is, can we come back next year and repeat this championship? Because your brother looked pretty stout out here. I know he's going to be going for that championship too.
Yeah, you know, as long as he doesn't run into anybody into the wall, I'm sure he'll do fine. But, you know, I'm not going to jinx myself. If it happens next year, it happens. But, you know, I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no.
The party's on now, and I guess there's fireworks afterwards here?
Yeah, there's karaoke over at the trailer, I guess. So get there early.
And they're right by the gate, Joe, if you're interested. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, give it up for Cole Butcher, your 2016 champion.
I don't know about that. Tim, I don't think we can carry a tune in a bucket. So we'll step back from the karaoke.
And ladies and gentlemen, here comes your X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year, car number 49 from Knoll Road, Harry Ross White.
And Harry Ross White will make his way out of that race car. I know Tim Terry will catch up with him. We'll get some words. We got a podium celebration to do.
We're going to get some pictures taken first, but first we have to get the driver, the number 49. Sportsman standout here at Scotia Speedworld, made the move in 2016 to the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. And he's out of the car, big smile on his face. He'll get the pictures first, then we'll get a couple of words with our rookie. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for driver number 49, Harry Ross White. The crew around the stage, Chris Ewing, we have Danny Harvey, Jeff Cruikshank, the whole field. Danny, I know you guys struggled a little bit tonight, but you have to be happy with the night overall.
Overall, we're just here for the fun of it. So, I mean, some nights you have good nights, some you have bad, and that's just part of it. So, it's all how you leave and how you smile when you leave. That's it all about anyway. So, and hanging out with friends. So,
and we'll get the crew up here as Danny Harvey's being summoned up onto the stage. Steven Ettinger, Timmy Harvey, Haas's father. We got Jeff Cruikshank. The whole crew is going up onto the stage. And we'll get the, as soon as we get the pictures taken, we'll have a couple of words with our Rookie of the Year, Harry Ross White.
Okay, we'll run down the unofficial finish of tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200 while party continues down there. We'll get some words with Harry Ross White in a moment. Here is the unofficial finish from tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200. Of course, the winner, the number 53, a Cole Butcher. In second spot, the 18, a Darren McKinnon from PEI. In third spot, did a masterful job. Almost got another victory here at Scotia Speed World, the 0 of Sean Turple. In fourth spot, the number 89, the 2015 champion. He knows what this party feels like. The 89 of Donald Chisholm rolls it home fourth. In fifth spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. In sixth, how about the night for 81 Nevin Scott? He comes home sixth here tonight. In seventh spot, we're going to hear from him in just a moment, the 49 of Harry Ross White. In eighth, the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Ninth spot, the 29, also from PEI, Greg Proud. In 10th spot, the 97 of DJ Casey. In 11th spot, the 54 of Jared Butcher. The 12th spot, 99, Craig Slawn White. 13th. Was the 32 of Sarah McKay. Coming home 14th, the number 11 of Marty Prevost. In 15th spot, he's got a brand new race car, the 51 of Shannon Squires. In 16th spot, the number 24 of Steve Ross ended up with some suspension difficulties. In 17th spot, the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. did a great job filling in for Daryl Marr this season. In 18th, the 21 of Sean Pierce. And in 19th spot, the 8 car of Kent Vinson. That is your unofficial finish. Of course, they got a clear tech. Tim Terry, back down to you, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2016 Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year is Harry Ross White. Not bad for a young fella.
Well, I kind of thinking these roles should be reversed. I should be getting the championship trophy, and Cole should be taking the rookie, I would think. Wouldn't that be fair?
Well, maybe.
We have to talk about that, maybe.
We'll have to talk about that. These youngsters coming up through the ranks. You had Sarah McKay, DJ Casey, and now Harry Ross White.
I don't know about the young coming up through the ranks, but we've been around this track a lot of times, and I'll tell you, it's been a great year. I want to thank all my sponsors, my crew, especially all my crew. They come every week, work a lot of long hours. My crew chief, Syke. He's there every night working on the car, and the wife for putting up with us every night working in the garage, and Chris for doing a great job spotting, and Dad for putting me on this earth, I guess.
A handful of top 10 finish here tonight, and you started on the pole in the Atlantic Cat 250.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I guess you can cross that off your bucket list when you can start in the pole of your Cat 250, and I guess this is our best finish of the year tonight. What do we end up?
Seventh place.
Nothing wrong with that. We'll take that.
And I'm sure your number one fan is listening down in New England, too.
I would hope he is. I hope he's got his shirt and hat on. And I'll drink an Olin's for him a little later tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Harry Ross White is your Rookie of the Year on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. And Harry, you're coming back next year to get a top 5 finish, maybe win this championship?
Well, maybe we'll reverse the roles with Cole next year, maybe.
Okay, so he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Well, we'll give him the Rookie of the Year. Just a runner-up thing.
Yeah, okay. There you go, Joe. You heard it from down here.
Absolutely masterful season for the number 49. How about Harry Ross White? Watched him in a sportsman car around this racetrack. He went pro stock this year. Did a great job in behind the wheel of that 49. The Exide Rookie of the Year. Just amazing. I know we've got 3 broadcasters down on that pit road. I think maybe it's time, gentlemen, to start thinking about our thoughts from tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200. We're going to start with a guy down in turn number 1. How about it, Jerry Paxton? Quite a night.
If you're going to end your season and you want to do it in a big way, this was it. Boy, there was a lot of great racing out there, some tremendous battles all night long. Guys giving it everything they had. It was a true championship race tonight. They did an amazing job, every single driver. Congratulations to Cole Butcher, who does tonight not only enjoy being a champion, he looked like one on the racetrack today.
And how about the guy that was sort of centered in the center of pit road? He did a great job not only tonight but all season long. Of course, I'm talking about our veteran pro stock driver, a guy that's won a lot of races. He's a broadcaster now, and it's Brad Mann. What did you think of that Dartmouth Dodge 200 there, mister? It's going to get interesting.
Well, Joe, we said last year was going to be interesting, but that was quite a battle tonight. Cole Butcher had the field covered as the last race we were here. The 53 also had a really good car that night. But back on through the pack, it was unbelievable the way they were switching positions. Door-to-door, cars getting into each other, backing off, letting get straightened out. A lot of respect, a lot of hard racing. It don't get any better than that, than what you see here in Nova Scotia for the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Once again, Atlantic Canada brings the best racing out to the listeners.
Josh Paxton, you overlooked turns 3 and 4, and that's usually the station that you were at throughout the course of the year. We didn't get you out here a whole pile this year, but, man, I think we brought you out to the best one, and you did a great job as well tonight. What are your thoughts into this Dartmouth Dodge 200?
Well, I think my thoughts are that I'm glad we've got all winter to talk about it, because I think tonight, for me, will be a night of what might have been had DJ Casey hold on to it and he and Greg Proud not gone to the back. What might have been for Steve Ross if that ball joint doesn't let go? What might have been if Dylan Blankhorn had been in the field? All that we need to know is we've got a new champion, and the calendar to count down to 2017 starts tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to being back out here in May.
Well, gentlemen, all three of you did a masterful job. It's always a pleasure working with you. And thanks so much for your dedication in coming out to Canada's East Coast and providing us with some awesome turn-by-turn calls. Great job. Tim Terry, what are you doing down there on that start-finish line, bud?
I'm actually down here right underneath you, underneath the tower. Fantastic way to end this season. Lots of great memories. Congratulations to Cole Butcher. And I'm sure this party going to wear on for a little while. They say the fireworks are going to go off around 10:30 in the parking lot.
Well, I know you are going to be burning it up at timscorner.ca. You're going to have lots to write about. And I know you're not done in the Maritimes. You're not going to be hitting the couch at any time soon, I'll bet.
Come again?
I bet you're not going to hit the couch anytime soon. You still got lots to come.
Oyster Bed Speedway canceled their show tomorrow, so I can party tonight, right?
Yeah, we'll give you a free pass for that, but you still got lots happening.
Yeah, there's no racing going on tomorrow, but of course next weekend we have the Mike Stevens Memorial at Petty International Raceway. It's Friday and Saturday night. The Super Late Model 200 runs on Saturday, but I'm going to be at Eastbound Park to crown the first NASCAR champion over there in the Parts for Trucks 150. Jason Groves, Mitchell Fahey, or Josh Collins going to walk away with that one. And then we got racing at Shediac at the Atlanta Championships, October 1 and 2. And the Cape Breton Miners Memorial Speedway closes off the Atlanta Canadian season on October 15th and 16th. Finale still coming up for Oyster Bed, Valley Raceway. All kinds of stuff ongoing. Check it out at timscorner.ca. And we've got the 2016 awards going on starting next week.
Well, I know we'll catch up with you lots on Sunday nights on SiriusXM as the season begins to finish off. We do know one thing. The Parts for Trucks Tour is in the books for 2016. Our champion, the number 53 of Cole Butcher. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast, fear not. We will have it up live on demand. I know Susie Q is waiting in the Racetime Radio studio to receive it. She will get it up online, and you'll be able to listen to the full broadcast again and again throughout the course of time. I do want to remind you that there is lots still to come in Ontario, the province of Ontario. A lot of racing got canceled today due to weather conditions in the province. You can catch the NASCAR Pinty Series at Kawartha Speedway and see NASCAR history be done tomorrow. It is the Kawartha 250 along with the APC Series going to go green and crown a champion in that series, their second ever champion. That'll come up at Delaware Speedway tomorrow, Sunday. You don't want to miss that. How about the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals? Yes, it got rained out tonight as well, and qualifying will go tomorrow along with the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. There is a ton to see and do Good luck if you're a race fan in the province of Ontario making a choice to get to a racetrack, but please make that choice and get to one of those fantastic events as the season is wearing down. Tomorrow night, normally, Racetime Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM. There is a CFL game tomorrow. They will catch hour number two, and we will have a recap of tonight. We'll have lots for you on Racetime Radio, as we always do, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, each and every Sunday night, 52 weeks out of the year, live on Sirius XM Channel 167. Enjoy whatever race you get to. I know you enjoyed tonight's. Let us know how much you enjoyed tonight's. It'd be great to hear from you. But that's going to do it from Trackside here at Scotia Speed World. I can't believe it. The Parts for Trucks Tour is in the books for 2016. I also want to put a shout out to that 67, Dylan Blankhorn. We'll catch you back here next year, buddy. It's going to be interesting, I can guarantee you. For all of us here at the racetrack, for Tim Terry, along with Brad Mann and Josh Paxton, Jerry Paxton, I'm Joe Chisholm. Thanks to Susie Q and the Racetime Radio Studio. That is going to do it for us here tonight. Enjoy yourself. Have a safe ride home. And we will catch you next time on Racetime. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a safe ride home. And we will catch you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Hello, Susie Q.
Hello, baby.